When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's the best show! How are you tonight here? The first week of September. How you doing, Mike? It's good. Good. It's good that you're good. Tonight on the best show, we talk about going back to school. That's right, going back to school. Everybody's doing it these days. And we're going to talk about when you went back to school and that knot in your stomach and when you wanted to throw up and you're worried that you're going to get somebody going to knock your block off. All that. Plus, I'm bearing the lead. We got Claire O'Kane is going to be in studio. Our friend Claire O'Kane, who's got a very funny album out now that we'll talk about called Let It Be. Later in the show, the phone number 201-3-323-4484 if you want to get in on the action. In the meantime, I want to tell you this, and I want to tell you that it is time for you and yours to gather around and listen to the best show. Here we go, everybody. Let's do it. Right? You ready? Are you ready to do it? Are you ready for the best show? Are you ready for the best show? That's what I should have done. Ugh. Where's my meatball soundtrack? Mike, get my meatball soundtrack.
The best show, show number one, the best show.
up, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the best show. 3 hours of mirth, music, and mayhem, as we once said. Best podcast in the land. The best show. I've heard so many of them, and so many of them are not so good. What's going on tonight, everybody? I hope you're all having a nice time as August becomes September. Tonight on the show, Claire O'Kane will be in studio. We'll also have be talking about going back to school and all that, everything that goes along with that. What did we just hear? You like that song, Mike? Yeah, well, let me tell you about that. I've never rooted against a record more than this record. This band's called Manhattan Murder Mystery, right? Name of the record is Dumb. Name of that song is Dumb. The title track, Dumb, by Manhattan Murder Mystery. So I get a package at the best show, a post office box. I have to wait online to get the package because it's an article too large for the box. So I wait on this really long line. Get this package. Oh, what's this? I don't know what this is. Why do I sound like Jay Leno? Oh, I don't know what this is. Right?
Anybody see this,
By the way, Jay Leno on WTF, that is a weird ride, man. That one. This dude, I'll tell you, if you started graphing out the things he's saying, he's all over the map. He's blending years together. I don't know what's going on. I think he's weaving some kind of tale. Every story always has to involves somebody who's no longer alive.
Like, yeah, it was me and I was
with Freddie Prinze and we're in this. It's like, oh, okay, you and Freddie Prinze. Oh, okay, sure. But I'll say this: this is a trick, man. Look, is he terrible? Yeah, he's terrible. He's the worst. He's not funny. I mean, he was funny at one point. Not so hot now, man. But I'll say this. And I love Conan O'Brien show for so long. I'll say this. Get this Harvard guy. And then this meathead. Everybody sided against the meathead just because he's not. He's not as funny. I get it. You got to give some points to the meathead. Meathead's got to grab jobs when they see him. Meatheads see work. They got to grab the work. Even if they can't get it out of their heads that they got enough now. Meathead's got to grab it. In the Meathead versus Harvard battle, I got to side with Meatheads. I got to side with Meathead. How about you, Mike? Yeah, I got to root for some guy who's gonna be reprimanding his ascot launderer. And so they got to root. Look, and I'm not rooting for Jay Leno. I'm not rooting against Conan. Right? It's a weird dynamic, man. It's weird. It's something to think about. Meathead had a shot at a thing. Meathead grabbed it. Not pro Jay Leno. I'm not anti Conan. But I understand the plight of the Meathead. You get it, Mike. You're out there. And look, also, this guy, Mike, I've mentioned them too much already in the show. Because, trust me, it's going to be nauseating soon. He walks in. It's the first thing I see. He's got that dumb calendar in his hand. The dumb prototype of the calendar. And guess what, everybody? It's on sale now at apmike.bandcamp.com, right? It's up there now. Get your calendar orders in. The 2019 AP Mike calendar. And it's got all sorts of artwork. Jeff T. Owens did art for it. You know Jeff. Jeff does the Best Show logo. But yeah, you got AP Mike. He's got this thing, this dumb calendar. I'm gonna puke in it by after a while when I see this calendar. And it's great. It's not just the usual thing you'd think you'd get from a calendar. It's not a picture of him going down a slide in the park. Yeah, it's not him on a seesaw. Nah, there's some artistry in this thing. apmike.bandcamp.com. Enough of that, though. Enough. Seriously. Enough of this dumb calendar. Yeah, oh, the record, Manhattan Murder Mystery. So I'm online at the post office. I get this huge box. I go home. I open it. All of this styrofoam pours out. First thing happens, all this styrofoam pours out. The packing peanuts. All over the place. And the thing's covered with tape, and you got packing peanuts, which creates an electrical situation where the peanuts are sticking everything now. Now they're all supercharged, and it's a giant mess all over the place. And what's in the thing? I unwrap all this plastic and tape and all of it to get to what is wrapped up in this box. What is this going to be? What is it? Oh, it's like a little 4-pack or 6-pack of Gene Simmons soda with this CD tape to the top and a note saying, "Hey, I thought I'd get your attention with this thing." And you know what? I had to clean up the peanuts. I'm picking the thing up. I'm spending an hour on this dumb package now. I said to myself, oh, I want to hate this CD so bad. I want to hate it. But you know what? I can't hate it. It was good. Oh, it's good. Manhattan Murder Mystery. Dumb. It's on Midlana Records. Boy, I wanted to hate it because of the mess that this guy made in my house. But you know what? You got my attention. You could have sent it in an envelope. Would have been a package I could have gotten. Yeah. But you know what? You did it, you bastard. You got my attention. Check that out. Who's good here, Mike? What's that now? Line two. Let's go to line two. Best Show, hi.
Hello, Tom. This is Superboard Stormman.
Who's this now?
Superboard Stormman.
Superboard Stormman?
Storm. You know, as environment storm.
Superboard Storm. What?
Storm.
Storm.
Storm Man. Storm Man.
Superboard Storm Man? Storm Man.
Storm. Storm is in hurricanes.
Yeah, gotcha. Superboard
okay.
Storm Man.
Right. That's right, Tom. Tom, I would like to know something.
Yeah, what's
Do you
that?
Know
what's
Avalanche that? Bob?
Yes, he calls the shows on occasion, yes.
Okay, now here's the story. I am broadcasting through Quantum Galaxy through intergalactic communications. Now, the thing is that, Tom, this guy, I don't know how he found out about me. I'm on Twitter. And nobody is supposed to know about me. Oh, by the way, I saved your planet yesterday from an attack from the Satyrians' world of mudlocks. They tried to attack your world. I had to fight them off with a small hurricane, a small twister, and a small blizzard. Now, you see, I control the environment, and I'll tell you how this happened. I was superboarding one day, and what happened is this little snowstorm called, called Ellie came, and she said, I love you. I'm going to help you fight evil. So what happened is that Ellie gives me my powers, and there, I am one of two superheroes on my planet, the other one, an Astro Man. Oh, by the way, superheroes are coming to your planet.
What's that now?
Superheroes will be coming to your planet.
Superheroes will be coming to our planet.
Very soon.
Okay. Tell me more about these superheroes.
Well, you have some of them on your television, I believe, or your communications. There's something called the Flash, Superman, something like that. I don't know exact those heroes will come, but there will be other superheroes coming.
Other ones.
Because people are waking up and coming out of what they call the matrix of box, and that is thinking. And people are thinking things like this into existence, like people have brought evil things into existence. Now, we have to fight evil. So, on my planet, the Centurions that were a group that are music musicians, they have a thing they call mudlocks. Now, this thing tried to attack your planet the other day, and my little superstorm, Ellie and me, we had to fight it off to save your world.
Well, thank you for your heroism. I appreciate
You're quite welcome, Tom. Now, listen, if you want to check me out, there's something about me on Twitter.
Where can we do that?
I am, as I said, the other superhero on my world is Astro Man. Astro Man, yes.
Okay.
He went to sleep one night and woke up with superpowers.
Was he made of AstroTurf?
Yeah, he went into the Astro Galaxy, Astro World, and he has a lot of adventures to tell about in the future.
Okay, okay.
I believe maybe someday somebody will write a comic book or something about me and him. Tom, listen, you have a great night. And,
you too. Heroes has arrived. I'm being told Kirkland Man is here.
Yes, I believe he is. Yes, he is one of the first. What is his powers now?
AP Mike was bitten by a can of Kirkland Light and then transformed into
fantastic.
He's half
man. How is he going to use his powers?
I don't know. You might just see him on the West Side Highway sleeping on a bench.
Oh. Well, Tom, it's been very nice talking to you, and I believe maybe Avalanche Bob will call you next week and explain more. Have a great night, Tom.
Fingers crossed. Oh, you too, Vacation Man, or whatever it was. I can fall asleep now. I actually could fall asleep from that. He actually is putting me to sleep. He's putting me to sleep. I'm starting to fall asleep. Thank you, Astro Man, for giving me the gift of rest. Now I can finally sleep. No! There's no sleep. It's the best show. Guy almost got me under his power. No, what's up, everybody? Best show, hi.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah?
Yeah.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Matt in Buffalo.
Matt, what's going on in Buffalo?
Oh, yeah, I was just beating the heat, staying cool.
Love it. Where are you at? Where are you at? The bus, the bus depot? No. What do you got going on there in the background?
I got you a bunch of VHS tape. The Carpetbaggers.
Okay.
But I went in the other room. Is this better?
That's all right. It's better now. What's going on? What makes you call?
Well, it's fall, back to school season.
Yeah, you going back to school?
Yeah. Just like two courses, though.
Okay, what school?
UB.
And what are you studying now?
Literary arts.
Literary arts. Like, what are you going to do? You read a book now or something?
Yeah, we're just reading books, doing reviews.
What book you got to read first? Do you know?
I just finished his book, Sutri, which is for the class. And Mike knows it.
What book is it?
Sutri.
Yeah, I know what that is. You don't think I know?
Okay.
You think I'm dumb?
Right, no, Mike? I think you're probably pretty well read. I don't know what your tastes are.
I'm not. But I'm not dumb. Who is that by again? Salman Rushdie?
I'm on the borderline, so forgive me.
Who wrote that, Mike? Who?
The guy who did Justified.
Mike said Max Headroom wrote it.
You seen Justified?
Yeah, I watched a few seasons of it. I liked it.
Same guy.
All right, goodbye. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Ryan in Willow Grove, Pennsylvania.
You got to push that dude's calls now, Mike. Mike, they're making those calls. That call actually made me sleepy. Not you, young man.
I was a little worried there for a second.
Identify you. What's going on now? What was your name again? Sorry.
Ryan.
Ryan, what's going on, Ryan?
Not too much. So Mike said the topic was back to school. What specifically are you looking for? Stories about the first couple days of school or school stories?
You tell me. What's that evoking you?
I didn't call necessarily with one for the topic, but I do have sort of a gross school story from
what happened.
I guess it was probably pretty early in the school year.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So my elementary school, the third grade, we had like modulars in the back of the school. Basically, is where they held all of the third grade classes. And they're basically trailers. We call them modulars. So the bathroom was in the classroom. So basically, everyone knew who was in the bathroom at all times.
Uh huh.
And I, one of the first days, like walked in on a kid in flagrante delicto and had to pivot right around, and like immediately turn back to my desk. So in doing that, I made the entire classroom aware that I had just walked in on someone using the facilities. As he walked out, he walked around to like 32. Pairs of eyeballs.
Well, that's a horrifying situation.
Yeah, and it happened more than once during the year. I mean, I did that probably on the third day, and it happened more than once, but...
Who's responsible for the layout of this place?
I guess there was no other solution besides having, like, a whole single trailer full of toilets, which I guess they probably weren't going to do. Excuse me, turlets.
Yeah. They weren't going to do a trailer full of turlets.
But what I really called about, though, is you had a tweet like half an hour ago about A Star Is Born, about my hometown boy, Bradley Cooper's film.
Yeah, I don't think I tweeted about that.
You said, I think, like, if you think about it, Bradley Cooper really wrote and directed a remake of A Star Is Born.
No, that's not me. I didn't write that.
Oh, am I wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, I will, well...
Get off my phone! Ugh! Miscredited tweets. Best show, hi!
Hey, Tom, it's Benny in Outer Newbridge. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Benny?
Good. I have a short first day of school story for you, if I may.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay, so it's... It's the summer of my senior high school year.
Okay.
And you know, I was a bus. I had to take the bus. And, you know, all the cool kids who had cars, and they were driving cars, and I would get teased a lot by these kind of burnout guys, these, you know, these dudes who are into, like, Lynyrd Skynyrd and Zeppelin and stuff, and I was into, like, New Wave.
Sure,
and
sure.
So they teased me for riding the bus, so I thought, you know, screw these guys. I'm going to work hard all summer and get a car. And I did. I worked at the Batter Butler all summer, double shifts, sometimes quad shifts. I would get into work at like 4 a.m. and I would work until 3 a.m. and then like sleep for like 40 minutes or so and then start over again. Just like working my buns off all summer.
Yeah,
basically.
Pretty intense shifts there when you're working at a place with all the battering that's going on.
So much battering, so much oil everywhere too.
Yes.
You know, it was a definite health hazard there.
Yeah, splashing out in your face, right?
One time, I got so covered with batter that one of my coworkers mistook me for a piece of meat, like a, you know, like a shank or whatever, and they were trying to throw me into the butler.
Wow! So you almost got buttled.
I almost got buttled. I was like, "No, don't buttle me, guys! Come on, it's me."
Well, that's
and they recognized my voice.
Uh huh.
You know, because they heard it all the time because I worked with them.
Yeah, I would think right? that any voice coming out of the things they were throwing into the batter butler would make them hesitate, but I guess not, huh?
You would think. So. I mean, the amount of weed we were smoking on our shifts was legendary. So you never know.
Sure, sure.
Anywho, so I work all summer. I only have enough money to buy a yellow VW Rabbit.
Uh huh.
And so I'm so excited. It's the first day of school. I watch my school bus go by. It's like, I don't need you today. I got my wheels. Getting the Rabbit. I'm about maybe 3 miles from school, and it starts blowing up. I'm not lying. It was like, boof, 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 smoke pouring out. I don't know what was going on. I pull over, and it's just like, it's smoking. And I realize at that point that the oil light was on for days. And I thought if the oil light's on, that means that it's really doing well.
No.
It means the opposite.
Yeah.
So something happened, and there was, I guess it was bone dry, and there was gunk in it, and one thing led to another, and it was like, boof. Anyway, I pull over. I'm in tears. Who comes by but these Lynyrd Skynyrd Zepp dudes who would always make fun of me in their Camaro? Nice guys, though. They gave me a ride to school.
Okay. All right.
So it ended on a good note, and I had to say, you know, I judged these guys incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, about 2 weeks later, they did corner me in the bathroom gym, and they gave me a post-atomic wedgie. I don't know if you've ever had one of those. Have you?
I have not. No.
Post, you know, actually, I realize I'm on the air now, right?
You are.
I don't think I could say any of the words.
Well, I mean, we can try.
They'd all be okay. Well, okay. What they do is they take the waste. Weeping.
I did have to bleep all of that out.
See, I told you, it's bad stuff.
You're right. So, a post-atomic wedgie is definitely something to avoid, though. I'll say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, just speaking of Lynyrd Skynyrd, you didn't see the Showtime documentary, did you?
Not yet.
It's recent.
Not yet. I've heard people
talk good.
About it.
It's good. And I'm not a fan. It's not part of my world. You know, they're named after their gym teacher, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yes.
I didn't realize that he actually tried to join the band at one point.
The gym teacher did.
Yes, he looked like Sergeant Carter. He had a crop top hair thing, and he, I think having been named, having the band named after him went to his head, and he thought he was the star.
Okay, really?
So he said, I'm going to be the fourth guitarist.
Well, yeah, that, I mean, in that if any band was crying out for a fourth guitar, it was Lynyrd Skynyrd, who...
Yeah.
It just wasn't full enough with just three.
No, and he couldn't play an electric guitar for, I'm not sure what way. I think he actually had some sort of aversion to electricity.
Okay.
Having it in his hand, so he would play acoustic guitar, but it just never worked out, apparently.
I could see how that wouldn't work out. That would be a challenge to hear an unplugged acoustic guitar on stage.
Also, he would make them do laps at practice.
He'd make the guys in Lynyrd Skynyrd do laps, which I'm sure is not hard because they seemed like they were really in amazing physical shape.
Good shape.
Ronnie Van Zant was what, 26? I think so.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he looked like if you would have met him, you would be. And he said, "How old am I?" You would have said, "59."
sir, I think you're 59.
Yeah. I'm going to, and you would think you were trying to flatter him by guessing.
You're flattering him, yes.
Just, I'm going to go a little lower. He might be insulted by how low I go on this and think I'm making fun of him. But,
Sir, with your hat, you look 52.
Yes. 59, I'm 25.
What? Oh, my God. Hey, speaking of music.
Yeah.
All right, so check this out. I was talking to my friend last night, and he works at Sirius Radio.
Okay.
And he said, you didn't hear this from me, but they are looking for someone to do a show that's, you know how they have all these classic rock shows and things like that. They want something that's more hip, more cutting edge, whatever, has a great sense of humor, and they're talking about you.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's my friend Mike. He's like, he's one of the higher-ups there. He says that, you know, all this really hinges on is you meeting a couple of the higher-ups there and making a good impression, which is not going to be any problem because you're so personable.
Thank you for saying that, and I am very, this is interesting.
I gave Mike your number, so I'm sure you'll be getting a call any day now. He did say there's one thing to be mindful of. You can't ever mention that you...
Hey,
as long as you steer clear from that, I think it's
okay.
It's,
steer clear.
You're
of,
in.
Steer clear of what now? Your phone got all kind of distorted there.
What happened?
Your phone got distorted. I could not hear what you said to stay clear of.
Oh, I must have walked under a weird light or something. Oh, I just said that you.
Well, it sounds great now.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
When you talk to these guys, just be yourself, but maybe stay clear of talking about the time that you
again, it so. Got very frustrating. Right when you're telling me what to stay clear of.
Right.
Your phone sounds perfect now. Perfect. Clear. Crystal clear right now.
Interesting. Well, I won't move, okay?
Don't move. Don't move an inch.
Stay clear of that
light.
Okay, I'm right here. Great.
Okay.
How's this?
Okay. I should stay clear of what?
Right. Oh, what you should stay clear of?
Yes.
Oh, it's Oh, and also you can never, ever mention... So other than that, I think you're the new Sirius guy. I wish you all the luck in the world, Tom.
I can't
have a good night.
I can't understand what you said. Hello? He hung up. Oh, brother. Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy. Hey, Mike, you guys order food yet? Well, what are you waiting for? Oh, that's nice. I'm going to say pizza. I'm going to say you can pull the trigger on some pizza. What do you think? She's going to want a lobster thermidor? Right? Hey, what do you think's coming, Mike? What do you think? She's going to want a turkey? Right? No. What's that now? A panini? Yeah, no. Everybody gets they get the hang of it, Mike. We eat pizza here. We eat pizza. Want to say also to you, the best show listener, please, of course, you know I mentioned the dumb AP Mike calendar. It's not dumb. It's a really cool looking calendar over at apmike.bandcamp.com. So a couple other things to just tell you. Our friend Pat Byrne, you know him, right? Producer on The Best Show. He has a live show coming up this Friday. Comic to Watch, I believe it's called. I think I wrote it down here somewhere. Let's see. Unless I threw that away in a rage. I must have thrown it away in a rage. Comic to Watch is the name of the show. Is he not there, Mike?
Hey, everybody, this is the B-Man, OBW, from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over Office Hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show!
It's showtime!
Yeah, what's your live show? What's the live show? Friday?
Live show's this Friday, yeah.
It's called Comic to Watch. At the Brick Theater,
11 p.m.
With Josh Gondelman.
And there's tickets at the Brick or the BCC website.
BCC website?
Well, the Brooklyn Comedy Collective.
Yes. And you get tickets. And I'm telling you, he's going to tweet a link out. I'm telling you, it's a good show, though. I saw it already. It's really funny. And it's only going to get funnier. So check that out. If you're in New York on Friday, go see Pat live. Let's see. Plug the dumb calendar. Plug Pat show. Here's some exciting thing. There's a movie. You know Von Elmo? One of my favorites. Recorded one of the greatest albums of all time, Future Language. Von Elmo did. Well, there's a movie about Von Elmo. That I saw this movie. I got a sneak peek at it. Advance peek at the Von Elmo movie. Directed by, Lori Felker directed it. She did an amazing job with this movie. And this Von Elmo movie is going to be playing at the Anthology Archives, screening. It's going to be an Anthology Archive screening of it on Thursday. Wait, what is it? Anthology Film Archives. In 2 days? September 6th? Thursday, 7:30. Anthology Film Archives, Future Language, The Dimensions of Von Elmo. And Von Elmo, if you don't know, this is one of these New York... He's a New York music legend, was in Red Transistor with Rudolph Gray, and then recorded one of the all-time greatest albums called Future Language, and has been around since the 70s. This guy's a legend. He's from outer space, literally. He's literally from another planet. It's kind of like if Avalanche Bob, made one of the greatest albums ever. It's so good. The movie's so great. Check it out. Future Language, The Dimensions of Von Elmo. Thursday, September 6th at Anthology Film Archives. It's a good movie. Best show.
Oh, hi. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Claire from Ireland.
Claire from Ireland.
Yeah, that's me.
Claire, how are you tonight?
I'm really good. I drank some caffeine by accident, so I'm up at 3 a.m. and I thought, you know, good a time as any to listen in to The Best Show Live.
How did you drink caffeine by accident?
Well, I got handed a Coke Zero, and I didn't realize that just meant sugar. I assumed it was zero everything, but it wasn't.
Yeah, so Coke Zero. You went for it, though, right?
I did. It was okay. It would have been nicer with sugar.
Did you chug it?
Yeah.
Right. You have over in Ireland. You're in Ireland, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah, I am.
You have, well, one of the things that's so acclaimed there is the Guinness beer now, right? When that comes, the lager, when it's right off the tap, and everybody's like, boo, it's got to be a certain way, boo, right?
Yeah,
what's the deal with
corn.
That? Ooh, it's like eating a loaf of bread. You got to do. Look, I've never done it. I don't know. Maybe it's the greatest thing ever. Is it overrated? What do you think, Claire?
I mean, I don't think the taste is good. It looks nice. Like, in a glass, it's pretty.
Mm-hmm. So it looks nice.
But the taste is bad.
Tastes not so hot.
Yeah, in my opinion. People love it.
Have you ever had...
You might love it.
Have you ever had that anywhere outside of Ireland to compare?
I don't know. I'm not a connoisseur of the black stuff, so it all just kind of tastes like Guinness to me.
You know what we have here that's similar, and they're stopping making it, which is very sad. Kirkland Light we have. That is our...
Oh, no, I've heard that's... Yeah, that's like artisanal.
Yes, it's our Guinness
lager.
Yes,
yeah.
and it's $7 for 48 cans of it.
Wow!
So the price structure is a little different than it is. And the great thing is, you can also remove any sort of like gum with it, or like ever like have like a want to take a label off of a bottle. And you're not sure how to get rid of all the sticky stuff. The Kirkland Light takes
care of it. That's important. When you're making a beer, it's important that it can have a multi-use.
Yes, that it's got some sort of chemical properties that allow it to actually dissolve adhesive.
Yeah, well, you brush your teeth with it as well and all that kind of stuff.
Well, hopefully someday, Claire, you arrive in America... And you go into a place and they pour you a nice cold Kirkland Light and they run what is that, a nail file they're swiping across the top there? What is that? To get rid of the foam?
I have no idea.
What is that?
Do we do that? Yeah, a nail
paintbrush?
File.
What is it, a paintbrush? I always see that. In
Guinness,
they run, they can't let the foam go over the, calm down. It's like eating, it's the greatest. Really? You know, it's also pretty good.
I apologize on behalf of...
Peanut M&M's are also good, too. You don't see me...
Oh, I just threw away a half a bag of those because I felt like I was going
right?
to die.
You don't see me rubbing in everybody else's faces. Mm-hmm. I can go to the movies and eat some peanut M&M's. So, Claire, to what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
Well, I'm kind of calling in for the topic. Mostly calling in because I'm awake.
That's right. But back to school, what does that mean for you?
Yeah. Well, I'm 33, so it's a long time since I've been to school.
But my biggest memory of, like, going back to school was my first year of secondary school, of high school, where I realized homework was a scam and I stopped doing it. And now at 33, I realize it probably wasn't a scam. I probably should have done my homework.
Yeah, I don't think it was a scam. I don't think you blew the lid off of this. Is
no.
Not, it's not.
I felt it, like I was really
yeah,
onto
you,
something there when I was like 14.
Code.
But
you thought you cracked the code, right?
I did. And now I realize I did the opposite of cracking the code.
You're like, everyone, I know what they're doing. This homework.
They're making this work for no reason.
Yeah. It's not real. Stop doing your homework. And then meanwhile, you're just like, wait, how much is 2 plus 2? What?
Yeah, I have no idea. That's what Siri is for. Siri answers all my questions.
But now look at you, right? You're doing
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, living at large.
You're living large. You got your peanut M&Ms. You got that other half of
yeah,
the bag
well.
Of peanut M&Ms left.
Yeah, I got my whole life ahead of me.
Well, look, you need to sleep.
I
why,
do.
Why don't you
I think
just,
you might need to sleep as well.
After that call from whatever that thing was, Board Man or whatever it was. I'm telling you, Mike, he's got a call later in the show or something. I can't handle that energy early. I can't handle it early. That brings me down. Bringing me down. Yeah, no, this, what if you do this? You go to lay down, right?
Mm.
And instead of just trying to sleep, just focus on just laying still and then focus on, I'm not moving in my... First of all, unball your fists, too. That's something when people sleep,
oh.
when they have their fingers pulled
yeah.
together. Stretch your hands out. Let your fingers just un... Let it's not a time for fists at that point, Claire. It's hard. The world makes you want to have your fist balled up, ready for a fight round the clock. Sleep is the one time you're allowed to unclench your fist.
And really just, good advice. I'll make a tapestry or something
yeah.
out of this.
Just focus on those unclenched fists. Before you know it, you'll be asleep.
I will.
All right, you take
enjoy your Gene Simmons soda.
Oh, please, thank you. Bye.
Good night.
Oh, brother. Did you order food yet? Not yet. What are these guys waiting for? Were they waiting for the late night menu? What are they gonna get? Mozzarella sticks? Why do I care so much? Really? It's just hitting me now. You know why I care now? I want my friend Claire to go. She comes, she's supposed to get a nice piece of pizza. I don't want to be Mike, just be like, yeah, we didn't get to order the pizza, but instead, would you be interested in buying a calendar? You can go to apmike.bandcamp.com and order them. I'll put your... Yours will ship out in the first bundle. So, yeah, just don't want my friend Claire. It's embarrassing. We run this show above board. We pay our guests. We give them pizza. Generally try to give them a ride back to the city. We're trying to do all right. So I'm listening the other day to this satellite radio, right? I'm listening to the Beatles station. Oh, brother, that station. And they're doing a thing. It was so fascinatingly not interesting, which was the top 100 Beatles songs. Woo! What's this going to be? So then... It's hosted by Peter Asher. He was the guy who, what was that dude's deal again? Peter Asher, was he in Peter and Gordon? right? Was he? Yeah. Or whatever. What was he in? He worked for them. He worked for the Beatles. Yeah, he was in Peter and Gordon. But he also worked for Apple. So then, like, he's playing, like, Norwegian Wood. You know that song? And then it's like, you know, I woke in the morning and she wasn't there, whatever the thing was, right? Then he says, so I lit a fire, isn't it good, Norwegian wood? And I was just like, and I'm thinking as I hear this, like, what if a dumb person thought that that meant John Lennon set that person's house on fire, right? Like he torched this woman's house because she wasn't there and she made him sleep in the bathtub. But then Peter Asher, this host of this 100 Beatles song thing, comes on and starts talking about the song. And he mentioned something about, yeah, about arson after the, what? And he starts saying, like, literally the thing I was thinking of would be what a dumb person would think. This guy starts saying is what the song's about. He's saying the song's about that John Lennon sleeps in the bathtub, gets up in the morning, she's gone, and then burns her house down. What? Am I wrong on that? Is that what that's about? That can't be what the song's about. Burning her place down? There's no way. But this guy's saying about how, yeah, it's a song he commits arson. As what? Do you have any insight into this, Mike? Did you ever think that song ended with arson? Never ended with arson. Look, I never met none of the Beatles, but I'm going to say there's no way that song is about torching the place. He was in burning her place down. She made him sleep in the tub, so then he torches the place. I don't get it. I'm perplexed now. This guy knows the Beatles. Paul McCartney was dating his sister. And yeah, he thinks the song was about arson. He worked for them. He's drawing a paycheck from them. And he's the one saying the song's about torching the place. And the satellite array, first of all, to tighten the signal up on this. You listen to music on it. It sounds like it's playing through a walkie-talkie. It's a pay thing. Someone who even does a show on satellite heard the best show and then said, yeah, why does their thing sound better than ours? Very notable person said that. Not saying who. But trust me, they're notable. They said, why does this sound better than our thing? They got a billion-dollar operation up there. This thing is a studio and a thing of masking tape. And you got Pat's holding the things together like he's holding two wires together. His hair spikes up. He's holding two live wires together. Tighten it up, satellite radio. Best show, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Austin in West Virginia.
What's up, Austin?
Not a whole lot. You're talking about back to school this week, and that's a coincidence because I just went back to school this week.
You did?
No, yeah, and I learned about it yesterday.
When you say you went back to school, what are we talking about now?
I am an online student, so I do online classes, and my semester started this this today because yesterday was a holiday. And I forgot all about it until yesterday.
And you're studying for what now? What's the goal here?
I am going for a master's in library science.
Oh.
Yeah, I loved school so much, decided to go back for a third round.
All right, and what do you want to do? You want to be in the library? Is that the goal?
Yeah, I would love to stay in the library. I work in one right now, and it's fantastic. I don't know what specifically I'd like to do, but...
What do you got? Is the boys' room locked, that library you're at? People got to go get the key? People got to get the key at the desk? What do you got the key?
No, we just leave it open. Anyone can go in.
You ever go to these libraries and they got the key tied to like a cinder block?
Luckily, I have seen that actually.
It's bad for the lock. You're going to put that kind of pressure on the doorknob. It's going to be your undoing.
We have people bad enough on the locks trying to jiggle one open if it's locked and somebody's in there.
Is this the kind of stuff, am I helping you study for a test by talking about this now?
You are, actually. I'm taking a class on bathroom locks this semester, and it's really helping me out, get some theory going.
Yeah, and like you got to get the graffiti off the wall, right?
I do. I got to get graffiti off. I got to make sure that people flush the toilets.
Yeah, and how about
that?
What's going on with the stacks, huh, right? You know what I mean? The stacks, right? You know what I mean, right?
Are you saying back or stack?
The stacks. That's where the people go to smooch in the library.
But honestly, yes.
Right?
That's happened to a few people. I haven't seen it myself, luckily, but...
Now, have you practiced catching these people by sliding a book out from the other aisle?
No, I've caught a few people looking at fine ladies on the internet. That's always fun.
And what do you do then? You unplug the computer?
You got to put on your best game face and just say, "Hey, can you leave for a while?"
Yeah. Yeah, you run it right. What do you tell them to do? Get out.
Yeah. Much. Say, "Hey, can you close that up and just leave? This isn't right."
What does this look like? Best Buy? You do that at Best Buy.
It's an open glass room. Everyone can see what you're doing.
Yeah. Can you imagine being that hard up that you got to like look at naked people at the libraries? You'll still do it. You'll be just it's worth
it. The internet structure around here is not so great. So I mean, desperate times. It's that or the free Wi-Fi at McDonald's.
Who's looking at naked people at McDonald's? That's the true low point. If you're sitting there dipping your fries. You look over somebody's, I don't even want to think about it. Don't even want to think about it.
And that's my goal, get people out of the library so they have to go to McDonald's for it.
For your main, what do you got to write, a big book report at the end of the thing? You should write a thing on how to grab two books when you go to sneakily spy on somebody in the other aisle. So that you have your whole face can fit in between, and you can yell at them, right?
Slowly push your way through the collection of Jane Patterson's.
Yeah. All right, my friend.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's.
Well, you're back. You're back in it.
I'm back at it under a mountain of paperwork and reading for the next 4 or 5 months.
Well, you go for it. You're on the right track.
Thank you.
Go get that. Go get that.
I feel
that
good.
Degree often. Okay, bye.
I'm going to try.
Mike, is my guest here? Can you tell Pat to bring her in? I might just let her host the show. I might leave. Well, no, that's Pat. Oh, no, there's... Hi. You can sit in the big blue... Sit in the blue chair. Sit in the blue chair. What's that now? You did. You know what? I don't care anymore. I don't know why I'm so consumed with making sure you guys eat. Did you order the pizza? Did you get the pizza yet? Did you order it yet? Is it on the way yet? Did you? What do I care? Right? Why do I care so much? How's Mike doing out there tonight? Is he?
He's excited about the
Yeah, the calendar's really...
It looks good.
A little spring in his step, huh?
I
right?
checked it out.
It does. It looks good. Wait, don't talk yet. Don't speak. I don't know any of the other words that song. You and me. The other words. I know you and me and don't speak. Right? Hush, hush, ma. That's words, right? That's your jam, right?
Can I talk?
Well, I want to introduce you properly. First guest. You got to hold it up like I'm doing. Like our next guest is...
Show it over the desk.
Our friend Clara Kane has an album out now. When I say album, it's like literally an album. It's literally an LP called Let It Be. It's on a Special Thing Records. And I'm going to say this. It's a funny album. I heard it.
Did you really?
I did. Yes.
Really?
Yes, I did. I heard. What, do you think I'm going to lie about that?
Yeah.
Why would I lie about that?
Because people lie every day about
stuff. I don't lie. I don't lie, Claire. I would say I haven't heard it yet. Look, did I hear it a long time ago? No. I wanted to be able to hear the whole thing in one straight shot.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you hear it? In the car?
I heard it at home in front of my computer.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Cool. Did you work to it or?
No,
I was kind of
floating around the internet. And then straighten up a couple things on my desk.
I'm good. I'm glad you really focused in on it.
Claire O'Kane is on the show. How are you, Claire?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Congratulations on this new album.
Thanks.
It's very exciting.
It is very exciting.
And you recorded this at the beginning of this year.
I did.
And yeah. It's out now.
Thank goodness.
And was it hanging over your head?
Not so much. I never really wanted... Are you turning down the levels because it?
No.
I spiked?
I just wanted to make sure the levels were right. Don't worry. You're, don't. That's, see, that wouldn't spike the levels. That just is not great in headphones. That is...
Who's there?
That's better. That sounds a little Tim Allen. You have a little... There you go. Yes. Okay.
That's indigestion.
You're getting ready for that... Home Improvement reboot.
What's the name of that show?
Home Improvement.
No, the other.
Last Man Standing. I can't wait for that.
He's back and he's the same as he ever was.
He's crabby.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, can you imagine? Somebody's just like, I'm all fired up. Finally. All the things we didn't get to see on the... They still did 5 seasons of that dumb thing.
Why did they bring it back? Was there a Brooklyn Nine-Nine sort of...
I guess they thought they could get... I guess they thought that there's people who watch a thing. Anybody bring anything back? That's why I should just leave and then bring it back. I did that already.
Yeah, you did
But I did
that.
Do that already. Mike, I can't do that anymore. Reboot the best show.
It's not cool.
We did it when it wasn't an exciting reboot. We just, I guess we'll start this up again. I don't know what to do. Let's start it up again. So, Claire.
Yeah.
O'Kane.com.
.com.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I got it.
You did get it. Squarespace?
Wix.
Wix.
I would never.
Wix. I don't have a horse in that race anymore. I don't care. You go to Wix all day long.
Were you Squarespace?
Mm-hmm.
Team Squarespace?
Don't you remember a certain phrase I coined on the air? Build your website, bruh.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was my thing. Now I can say, though, Wix, build your website, bruh. I don't care. Whatever you use, build your website, bruh. I'm like when that pets.com dog was like when they went out of business and then they like sold that puppet to like reverse mortgage companies and
no way, and
the puppet just like, hey, do you need a lubed catheter?
I feel like you can't just be passing these guys around, these mascots.
Well, they did that one. They sold that dog all over the place. That knit puppet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. From pets.com. Then they sold it to like... It was like, I forget what the thing was. It might have been like reverse mortgages or something. Sad guy doing a sub Michael Ian Black impression, because he was the voice of the Pets.com puppet.
Really?
Yeah. Those were better days for Michael Ian Black.
Dead in the water now.
Yeah, you're stringing them together, Mib, right?
Yeah, Mib. You're right.
You know what's happening is that deal, the satanic pact that the state had, is expiring now. And the 25 years of uninterrupted employment that everyone from the state had, the devil is coming to collect now.
Really wouldn't have happened any other way.
Yes. So, I say to you, Best Show listener, Clara Kane's in studio. Her debut album is called Let It Be. It's very funny. It's extremely funny. And it's great to hear you on it. It was like a hot night. Hot night in the club.
I don't think it was.
It was.
No, I didn't feel like it.
But it's on there.
That's good that it came off that way.
You're loose.
I'm real loose.
And you're having fun. As much fun as you could possibly have had.
Yeah, given the circumstances.
Yeah. Can we say what the circumstances are?
My dad, he died
like
a week or 2 weeks before.
Yeah. But you went and you recorded it, and this will always stand as that, as like a marker of your life.
Yeah.
When you look, you'll know that this album captured that horrible stretch.
Yeah.
But you managed to be extremely funny in the face of unconscionable sadness. And that is an accomplishment, my friend.
I think so.
And you did it.
I think it would have been funny if I bombed, though. All my friends came. Mm-hmm.
And then I would hope then people would say, like, maybe you don't need to put this out.
Yeah.
Like it's fine that the show happened and whatever happened, that's just living life and that's how things go sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe we don't need to preserve this for everyone on every streaming service and vinyl.
I think that would be really cool to put out a really bad thing.
Like the day the laughter died.
Yeah, exactly.
It would have been the day. But the thing is, he did other albums before that.
Yeah.
That was not his first album. If his first album was him royally eating it because he was having his world cave in on him, he would not be the same guy.
No, I don't think he's ever cared about someone dying, it seems like. He doesn't seem like he had the capacity.
I think he cares about his family.
Sure.
And, like, no one else.
But I don't think it would affect him. You know what I mean? He buries it so deep.
You think he could just, like...
Ooh.
He would just, like, look at the jacket and just be like, we're gonna get through this tonight.
Yeah. Then he's on.
And then he's lifting the cigarette around his mouth. He's smoking it. It was a very odd angle to smoke a cigarette out. To have it in your left hand, reach your left hand over the top of your head to the right side of your mouth, just put the cigarette in your right hand.
What do you think that was, a show of strength?
I think it was he's so aware of how dumb the thing he's doing is, that he could do things like that, and he knows this is the dumbest thing I could do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do it in the name of this character.
You know, can I be honest?
No.
The day the laughter died is what you said?
Yeah.
That in my brain translated to that movie that Jerry Lewis did.
Yeah.
And then I thought, okay, we're talking about Jerry Lewis. And then I just realized we were talking about Andrew Dice Clay.
That's okay. Don't worry. I know what it's like. You make these connections and your head takes you down a road and then suddenly you're like, oh no, where are they right now?
But like, I was nodding and,
uh-huh.
and interjecting, but I wasn't
you
thinking
truly
about
were going down a different path, but hearing us talking from the other path, like you could still hear us getting quieter and quieter, but still kind of follow what we were saying, more or less.
Yeah.
I know what that's like. There'll be sometimes, like, if I'm on, like, a work call and people will be talking, and then I just go, like, then I hear that I'm like, ooh, I was not paying attention here.
Like a buzzword that just pops up.
Yeah.
Like, and
then there's almost, like, a perverse element to where it's just like, what if I talk more than I should right now? Because that'll definitely mean I was paying attention. But watch me say nothing. Like, it's almost like, watch this trick. I'm going to take the floor, dominate the conversation, and say literally nothing. And no one will notice. Because they're not paying it. It's their turn to not pay attention.
Yeah.
So, Claire O'Kane. Back to school, we were talking about earlier. Ooh. We'll talk about it again. Mike, who's good here? Line one. That worries me. Oh. Best show, hi.
Hello, this is Ben, the mail carrier in Portland, Oregon.
The mail carrier, yeah. Where are you at right now?
I'm driving.
I can hear
with
it.
With the headset.
Yeah, it's very loud.
It's loud.
It's fine, though.
Sorry.
So what's going on? What do you deliver today? What's going on?
I've got a submission for the AP Mike Headshot Challenge.
Okay. Those might be stale.
Yeah, they taste good.
Okay.
I've been eating them.
Yeah, because those guys leave the lid loose. They don't care. So you have something for the AP Mike Headshot Challenge, which is a thing where you buy an AP Mike headshot from apmike.bandcamp.com, and you put it in different places. Somebody sent a picture of them with their weed all over Mike's face as they were rolling marijuana cigarettes on his face. And other people have sent them in, like, they put it literally in a busing tray at a Zaxby's down south. They threw his headshot into one of those. What are you going to do with Mike's headshot?
So a few months ago, he sent me a headshot. I had him sign it. Keep pushing that mail, you sexy beast. Love, Mike.
Yeah.
And so I made 30 copies of it, and then I waited for everyone to go home, and I put them up at every mail carrier's individual desk for their route.
Really?
Anonymously.
So, but these people don't know who he is.
No, no idea. No clue.
So they're all coming in to work.
Tomorrow.
And they're all going to find copies of AP Mike's headshot on their little workstation.
Yep.
Keep pushing that mail, you sexy beast.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
And I think maybe one person knows about the best show at my station, but I'm not sure if they know about Mike.
Yeah.
And I hope people respond well to it. Mm-hmm. You know,
What if they don't? What if you're fired because of this?
Yeah.
Oh, right? Well, they don't know it's me.
Now, yeah.
Well, now.
Now they do. Dummy.
Real quick, what's your last name?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, he's a mail carrier in Portland, Oregon, who put AP Mike headshots all over the place. I'm going to say that tomorrow would be pretty easy to kind of whittle down the suspects list on that one.
That's true. I had something. You guys were talking about the cameo videos for Mike, yeah?
Yes, where I want Mike to do a video where he's just like, where he'll do those videos like, happy anniversary, Janet and Claude, is AP Mike. Have a great time. Or, congratulations on the new 10-speed bike, Ethan. Like, and he's charging, and I'll say this is the embarrassing thing. because we were looking online, the site that does those things would be like, I think Bam Margera was like $40 to get one. So we're saying Mike should be like 30, right? But meanwhile, Mike's saying like, yeah, I'll do it for 10. It's like, Mike, set a base. You can't, what are you, going on sale already?
I think 20 is good.
I want to, but I want to see 30, and then we throw them a little, then we go to 20.
Okay.
When 30.
So yeah, every morning at the station we do these safety talks where the supervisor really dryly reads this kind of prepared statement about safety. And I was thinking if there's some way to sneak to get one of Mike doing those, and then we could get it up on the projector at work, and people would be like, hey, that's the guy from the headshot
doing our
safety talk.
Send him $30, he'll do it.
Yeah?
Send him $30 in a script. You'll do it, right, Mike? Yeah.
I want him to become like the cult figure of my mail station, you know?
He'll do that too. He'll do that. Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, what, Mike? He'll show up, yeah. Yeah.
He'll do an appearance? It's a long flight.
Yeah.
$60.
Yeah, $60. He'll pack himself in a package like the Waldo Jeffers, like in the Velvet Underground song. He'll ship himself, right?
Oh, yeah, we do that. We do that at the USPS.
People mail themselves?
Yeah, we'll do, you know. You got to know somebody, but we can get it done.
You mean if AP Mike mailed himself from New Jersey to Portland, that would not be a problem?
Well, he might be dead when he gets here, but...
Yeah, well, that might...
That's on him.
What do you think I meant by problem?
Legal problems, you know.
Well, it would still be a legal problem. He'd be mailing a corpse.
But, you know, if he's got some inside people at the post office, we can work something out.
What? Work something out with his... He's, if he doesn't make it, I don't care what you work out.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Give him a camelback or whatever.
Wait, what's that?
You know, one of them camelbacks where it's like a bladder of water, plastic bladder, and you can...
Oh, you mean to keep him...
With a tube.
So he can sustain in the box?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I figured he'll be in there with a cooler of shrimp, right? That's what I figured.
Well,
Michael,
you send him express.
He'll be,
right?
Yes, you'll send him express.
Just one day.
Yeah. Zone 6, okay. Though, right? That's an expensive delivery.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Because you guys, once a thing gets over a pound, you guys suddenly do your Scrooge McDuck routine, right?
You know, it's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah, my pocket! And I'll say this. The post office does a really good job. I'm not putting the post office down.
Thank
you,
sir.
Get some of the dumbest people I ever met for some reason need to use the service.
Have you heard of our Every Door Direct Mailer program?
What's that? I hate that you're talking about this, but I also want to know what it is.
For best show promotional purposes, you can decide, you know, you can choose a zip code or even a specific route where you want something mailed out to all the houses in the area. And it's pretty cheap. I was thinking you've got the zip codes of all the people who are subscribed to your Best Show stuff. You just send out one of those to the zip code. Chances are there's somebody with a friend who lives in the area. Good way to get the word out about the Best Show and, you know, scratch my back too. Huh.
That is maybe the worst use of my limited resources, to just mail a thing about the fringiest radio show in existence to just everyone. Let's just let everyone know it's here. 88-year-old woman gets a postcard about it. The little 4-7-year-old kid gets a postcard about it, right? Everyone.
No,
just...
but the people in the area of your listenership. Of your current listenership.
My friend, my current listenership is everywhere. It's everywhere. It's worldwide. You think it's a local show?
You don't
show?
Need to be bigger.
It's not a local show anymore.
It's true.
It's not local. Those days are done, my friend. Look, I'm not saying there's a lot of people in every town listening, but there's someone in every town, and I'm safe. If I'm ever on the run, I know I can get the word out. I'll be hiding. I can go from from shed to basement to attic, running around, hiding under people's cars.
We'll hide you at the mail service. We'll hide you at the post office.
Thanks, see? There you go. All right. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Good night.
Thanks.
Yes. He didn't have anything to say to you. I'm very disappointed in him.
What's he going to say to me?
You'll see when a caller's nice to you. Caller's better show you some respect. Best show, hi.
Hey, Mike.
What?
Mike! Where's this clown?
Oh, no.
Who is this?
Where's this clown? I can't hear you.
Okay, we're done. Gonna take the ball. Need the ball now, Chief. You threw a game. You just don't have it anymore, kid. Give me the ball.
No.
Give me the ball. Give me the ball.
Hit
the showers, kid. You tried. You threw.
What are you trying to do?
You threw a good game, kid, but you just didn't have it today. Some days. You just don't have it, kid. Go hit the showers and have a cold one.
Oh, no, I gotta go get it.
Go get some sunflower seeds. That's on hold for an hour and a half, and that's what he does. You believe? Best show, hi.
Hi, it's Tom. It's Kat from Raleigh.
Kat from Raleigh. How are you?
Unfortunately, I haven't had the best last couple of months, but...
Oh, no.
I'm trying to hang in there.
What's wrong?
I got to redo my dang test.
Test? What kind of test?
Because you took your test that you're studying.
Oh.
And then
my doctoral qualifying exam, I got to redo it because I was writing it like an editorialist.
But then they said to write it more how now?
Like just like more structured and more like... Basically, I was sort of writing it like I was just writing. I mean, I felt like I didn't do anything professional, but I was writing it a little bit more like opinionatedly, and they wanted me to demonstrate more of my knowledge. So it was, let me put it this way, it's as if I was being asked to do a piano recital, and I just like started slamming on the keys, making up my own composition.
Like Thelonious. That's cool.
But they didn't want free jazz. They wanted Beethoven.
So, but you have a window now to go back and do it?
Yeah. I got to redo it right after New Year's. And I'm just spending this fall, among other things, just like the professors, they're willing to work with me and have me do practice writing. That was the biggest mistake I made. I didn't do any practice writing. And so that'll help me, like, get on the right path.
Sure. Well, I can say this, Kat. It seems like you've got people on your side at the school.
They cut me a whole lot of slack.
They want you to get to the finish line, so they are offering their help. That's I don't think you can ask for more than that. Rather than just getting a failing grade or whatever it would be, and then being left on your own to figure out how to go forward with it, you've got people who are trying to help.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make more of a fuss this time.
Well, I think you got your work cut out for you, but you also have a path to get it done.
Yeah, it's just that, like, it's hard not to feel it, like, that's not, like, proof of, like, imposter syndrome.
Oh.
But, I mean, I've been talking with some colleagues who also, like, didn't get it on their first try, too.
I don't buy that. You're not an imposter. You made it this far. You're in the home stretch. You're almost there.
Well, then I gotta write, a huge novel-length paper before I can actually become a doctor. But, yeah. But I'm actually looking forward to that because that's my stuff. Like, I don't have to, like, monkey around with other people's stuff the way I would have to do now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like doctors should have to do that. So, that's good.
That's a great point.
Doctors should have to write a lot of words at one point, and then they don't have to do it again.
Hmm.
Right? I went to art school.
But anyway, I'm calling because
I listen to your owl.
This is my first back-to-school season as a teacher.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm teaching an intro to linguistics class in, like, full 10 years after I had my first one.
Now, when's your first class?
I mean, I've already had it. As of tomorrow, it'll be 2 weeks since I've been teaching.
Oh, that's great. You're in it.
Yeah. And I was a teaching assistant for this class in the spring, so I had some idea what it was expected of me, and my mentor, he gave me all his notes and stuff, so that helps.
So, look, you've got something to bide your time, to keep you, so you're not just working on this paper for the next 4 months. You've got a full plate now between the teaching
and and I'm starting to feel like I'm living, like, out why I went into academia in the first place, which was to, like, get paid for talking like a geek about the things I love in my spare time.
Yeah, see? You're figuring it out, and you're getting what you wanted. I think you're doing all right, Kat.
Aw, thank you.
Speaking of Kat, how's your cat?
Oh, it's fine. I mean, in the time since I don't think I've called you since I moved, but I moved just to a different apartment, and, like, it's a somewhat bigger one. It's 2 bedrooms, although I only pay for half of it. My parents are helping give me a hand. But, like, Sid's, like, there are these, like, new cabinets and stuff that he can climb up, but thankfully here, like, the blinds are, like, thick enough that he won't destroy them like at my old place.
These are all good things. These are all good things. You are doing all right.
It's just that in that time I was also, like, the victim of a phone scam, and then I had some...
Well, look, I told you. If I told you once, I told you 100 times. apmike.bandcamp.com is a risky proposition. Do not give your phone number when you go. No, I'm making that up.
I'm going to get one of those calendars for my office.
You should. Cool. They're right? Yeah. Claire just said they're cool.
Very cool.
She knows what she's talking about. She's cool. Claire's cool.
Yeah.
You are.
Oh, thanks.
So, Kat, picture this. An AP Mic calendar. A report getting done. A shiny apple left on the desk of the teacher that day. And your cat jumping up, chomping the calendar, and tearing it to shreds.
He's tried to do that with some of, like, my notes and stuff, and I keep telling him, like, Sid, are you trying to sabotage me?
Yeah. Keep you on your toes. Cat's not letting you off easy. Making you work for it. I also want to announce I will be back at the New Yorker Fest now. I will be doing my panel at that, where I interview myself in an empty closet at New Yorker Fest. And Yes, because they removed Chris Bannon from the from the panel. I just needed to say that as an aside. Kat, fall is here. Summer's going away as we speak. We went from months. Now we're down to weeks. Soon it will be days, then it will be hours. Fall is coming. You are going to close out 2018 in fine fashion.
When you say that, I believe it more.
Well, I mean it. I'm not saying it because I don't mean it.
Yeah.
All right. All the lines are lit up, so I'm going to get to other lines.
Gotcha.
You have a great night.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Claire O'Kane at Baby's First Gun. Still not regretting that, eh?
No, but I only ever really hear it out loud when you say it, and then I kind of think about it.
Uh-huh.
A little more.
Made sense that in the moment, you were like, you'll never believe what I got. No one got this.
I am surprised.
I am too.
Yeah.
You beat everybody to it.
No, I couldn't give it away.
Well, what if you tried to sell it? Who's got Claire O'Kane at Claire O'Kane?
Some Irish woman, I assume. I don't know. See, I think it's someone who hasn't tweeted since 2005,
mm-hmm.
which I think I could lobby for it. I'm verified, so.
Yeah, you're verified. You should be able to slide. Let's see. Claire O'Kane. Two tweets. let's see. Active, Born to Run Events Limited. Mm-hmm. Only one tweet showing up.
Hmm.
October 19th, 2014.
Wow.
Come on, Twitter. Do the right thing.
Hook me up.
So, Claire O'Kane, school. You went to one semester, you said?
I went to one semester of art school, but then I went to community college like you and Jim Norton and the guy that went to, who did the Boston bombing.
That's right. It was the three of us, the four of us. I remember when we all were on our way to the campus bookstore. It was me, you, the Boston bomber, and Jim Norton. And we were all... We had our ad drop forms.
Uh-huh.
Is that a thing, right?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I just tended to let things kind of just fall to the wayside on their own steam.
Yeah.
Or just be like, I'm not going to go to that anymore.
Yeah, I did that.
Right?
Most of the classes. I tried to take Arabic, and then the first day I was like, I can't.
Uh-huh.
I do not understand.
So then you were naturally like, I'm going to just walk out of here backwards.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. That, Shakespeare.
Never mention it. Not go get the official drop on it.
No, just leave.
Yeah. You just leave and it's like, man, not my problem.
Never was my problem.
Yeah.
Ain't going to be my problem.
And then they're just like, yeah, don't worry. You paid 100% for this.
Yeah.
We're okay with that.
I've been thinking about applying to Juilliard as a joke.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So and that's due in November, so I got to get on that.
You mean as an actor?
Either an actor or a playwright. I really want, and I want to see if I can do it.
See, this is the thing. I think you could do it. I think you'll go through the thing. You can admit it. You're trying to Krasinski us with this.
What is that?
The way John Krasinski was just like, yeah, I showed up at the, my friend was auditioning for the thing, and I just went hanging around with him, and then they're like, hey, you want to read for this too? And I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll read for the office thing. I don't know. Sure, why not? That sounds dumb.
Wow.
And then he gets, like, the job. Like, when people downplay... when people are so consumed with making it seem like the least amount of effort to land in an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
That's called Krasinskiing it.
I think I want to try to do that.
So you're going to just be like, you know, Juilliard, whatever.
Yeah.
A play? Sure, I guess I'll write some dumb thing.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah. You want me to act in this thing? Okay. It's your funeral. Here we go. And then you're just like, well, guess what, everybody? I'm going to Juilliard.
And then I'm $100,000 in the hole.
Yeah. Then you're just like, well, I guess suddenly it'll be like, you'll be like, hey, everybody, you swing by my GoFundMe. I need $100,000
for this joke.
Yes, for this stunt of me. going to a thing I'm not, I don't care about at all. But you could do that. You're talented. You write.
Yeah. But they're probably not as good as these kids.
Oh, stop.
With their experiences.
What experiences? Yeah, if only you had some life experience. You're right.
But they got energy, you know.
Well,
open minds. I'm tired all the time.
Oh, I know what that's like.
I don't have a job, and I'm tired all the time.
Okay, well, that's...
See?
You might not... you might need some sort of vitamin. Do you need vitamins?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Right? What do? You sleep. You wake up and you're just like, okay, how much are you sleeping? 8 hours, 10 hours, 12, 14 plus.
It depends. Depends.
Okay.
I stay out. I'm a night owl.
Well, you're a comedian. You're out there.
I know.
You're out there with you and your notebook and you're going and you're at the table and you're just doing your set and you're running it and you're getting in a cab and right?
Yeah, I'm getting in a cab.
Yeah, you're cabbing all around. You're going to danger fields, right? And you're going up and doing your crowd work. And you're working on your tight five, right? Mm-hmm. For your for Kimmel.
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmy.
Yes, I think you could get into Juilliard. People say to me, "Oh, all you do is you talk about the school and stuff. It's what are you jealous?" And you know what I say to that? Yes, of course I am. You think this is my choice? This path? This was me living out the master plan?
What did you want to, where did you want to go
to school? A good school.
Like where?
Princeton.
You wanted to go to Princeton?
I lived in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And I always would go there as a kid. And it was like, Rutgers? Look, I could have gotten into Rutgers.
Yeah, but you didn't even try.
No, I might have fallen a little short of Rutgers. I was not very smart. Mm-hmm. The problem. Not smart.
Book smart.
No, not book smart.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're not
book smart. I'm not book smart. No. I get by. Right? Mm-hmm. I get by. I'd be all right if I was at a bar trivia. Is that a class? Can I get a degree in bar trivia?
I'm actually really good at bar trivia. That's something I'm good at.
Yeah, see? You're good at bar trivia. Well, maybe that'll be a thing for your Juilliard. What if that's the name of your play? Bar trivia.
That's
a one-act, one-person play. Written by and starring Claire O'Kane. Dr. Claire O'Kane, DDS. Right, you just put, just say you're a dentist. Put it on your. This young dentist wants to go, like when they're looking over all the applications, and it's just like, well, this is a very interesting one. Dr. Claire O'Kane, DDS. She's a young dentist who apparently wants to write and act.
I once had, donating to a... I don't mean to brag. But I was donating...
It's always how brags start with talk about donating.
When I had a job a long time ago, I was donating like $15 a month to this charity. Mm-hmm. And at some point, I think I was getting overdrafted. Because every other month, because I forgot I had this cost.
You're getting socked with this... phantom charge.
I got socked, and then at some point, someone from the charity called me and was like, "Hey, we're just wondering, your last couple of donations didn't go through." And I had written on my form when I signed up that I was Dr. Claire O'Kane.
Uh huh.
And they go, "Hi, is this Dr. Dr. O'Kane?" I go, "Yeah." Uh-huh. Hey. And I was like, "Well,"
hold, like, please.
We, you know. we just want to make sure you can still donate, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, yeah, I can donate. I just can't. I can donate $5. Mm-hmm. And then she paused, and I could tell she's like, okay, doctor. And then I had to be like, by the way, I'm not really a doctor. That was a joke, and that's why I can't afford to donate $15 anymore.
She was probably relieved, just like, oh, that's not a good doctor.
Mm-hmm.
this doctor can't drum up the $15 a month.
Yeah, I got a couple of legal fees.
Best show, hi.
Hi.
What's to whom am I speaking here? It's me.
This is Ollie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
Home of, say it.
The Modern Lovers.
Ooh.
There you go.
That's
a good one. That's the best one.
Okay, perfect. For the best show.
What would you say that Modern Lovers album, how in the history of albums, what do you think it is? Top what? Well, what do you think, Claire, more than this guy?
I'm going to say top 100.
You're going to say top 100? I'll say top 30.
Really?
Yes. How about you, caller?
I like it a lot. The one after it, which is Jonathan Richman and Modern Lovers, like sounds nothing like it, so I feel like it's just a one shot. And Jonathan Richman plays like solo shows here every year, and I've always missed him because I don't know anything about his solo stuff, but one record I think is pretty great. Like, it sounds great, the songs are great.
It did.
Roadrunner's the greatest song.
It's the best. And then he forgot how to do all of that, or was not interested in it, and decided he wanted to do songs about Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Well, I have friends who like really, really like his solo stuff, and they always tell me, "Oh, you got to go to like his solo shows at the Middle East." And I just don't know his solo stuff enough. I don't know if I'd enjoy myself.
You don't need it. Look, unless you're running "Mommy and Me" thing, where you got to go, you're bringing some strollers into the show. You're all right. It happened.
I think it's at the Middle East upstairs. It'd be like 100 people. It'd be kind of cool to see him, I guess, in that venue.
Then go. You go and you do a show report for me. How about that? Next time he's playing.
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right.
He will not play the hits. I'll tell you that much.
You know how you like all those songs? You'll hear none of them.
Yeah.
But you will hear him do 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4.
I thought he always does Roadrunner at the end.
I don't know. Look, I'm not sticking around. You couldn't pay me to see it. Not into it. Guy hit one perfect thing once. That's all he needed. That's it. That's more than what most people do.
You don't like the second album?
That one's good.
That's all right.
That's got a lesbian bar on it.
But the first one is the perfect creep.
Yeah. It's pretty. Yeah, I'd say it's. And I think it's like a great Massachusetts song. I think Roadrunner is like an official state song now, which I think it should be.
Okay.
I think it should be when you get out of the
hospital.
Right? That should be that.
I go to bakeries every day because there's a lack of sweetness in my life. The best! He was the best! So go ahead. What do I have the pleasure of this call?
Oh, I called a couple weeks ago about, the whole, Melk situation. And, that when I heard it, I thought it sounded familiar. And then it was because my wife says Melk. And so when I played her that bit on the show, she's from Cleveland. And she couldn't hear the difference between milk and milk. I think it's just like a regional thing. But she also says bagel instead of bagel. Mm. And she can't hear the difference between that either. And I thought it was maybe like a regional thing.
Bagel? What is it? Now say how she says it.
She says bagel.
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 B-A-G. Like bag.
Yeah, exactly. That's how she said it. And I thought it was it's a regional thing because she's from Cleveland, Ohio. But, and I think it's people from Michigan say it too because someone called from Michigan as well. But I've been noticing that ever since there's other things that she says, not weird, but she has a particular way of saying it regional. Like, she says millipede instead of millipede.
Ooh.
At night, she'll bug me because I stole her pillow.
What kind
and
of
I'm like, great, this is...
Wait, so you're talking about milk, bagels, millipedes, and what was the other one?
Pillow?
Pillow.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what conversations are going on in your household.
Yeah, well, it's, I also know that she says,
there's a millipede on the pillow.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
I'm scared it's
going
to go into my milk.
Yeah, imagine, like, being woken in the middle of the night. She's like, you stole my pillow. Like, great, I won't be able to fall asleep now. but I thought I was in New York last week, with a friend of mine, and his roommate's also from Michigan, and he says, yeah, we do, yeah, I say bagel, not bagel, and interesting instead of interesting. And he says the one to watch out for it is hundred instead of hundred. Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting for that one to drop, hundred.
To hear
like that
hundred.
Movie, 300.
Yeah, okay. Is that the Midwestern one?
I guess so, because he's from Michigan.
You keep your ears peeled for hundred.
Yeah, I will.
And I appreciate it.
Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
Ugh. Isn't that the worst thing you ever heard?
Yeah, I heard that when you played it.
Football coach. Can you imagine? He should have been walked right into the back of a squad car. They should have just said, all right, coach. Coach, time's up, buddy. Let's... Yo. It's over. It's over, coach.
How are we doing, Brady?
Good.
Good. What's your question?
How much milk do I have to drink to be big enough to be quarterback?
Can I give you a hug?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
That is a great question. And I love that you're thinking about that. Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. At all times, drink as much milk as your... Could be chocolate milk. Could be the 2%, but the ideal is the whole milk. That's the ideal. As much as your little belly can hold. Thank you.
Oh, coach. Oh, he's such a good guy. And somebody pointed out, our friend Jay Penry, amongst others, people were just like, yeah, as soon as you start playing the clip of this guy, his football team started the season and I guess lost big. Like, so this dude's already on the ropes, like starting the season off. Yet he was funny on Detroiters. He acted on Detroiters.
The coach?
Yes. Coach Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. But Claire, in all seriousness, mm-hmm. Don't worry.
Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
Right? Doesn't it sound like...
Little.
Yeah. You might do a little belly. Why do you say little?
I don't know.
That's the worst part. Belly's awful.
At least he didn't say tummy.
I think little belly is worse than little tummy. Because
little tummy. Yeah, I think you're right.
Because tummy is, it's like implied it's little if you say it's a tummy. Like your little belly. Oh, I could throw up. I actually, if I heard this and drank milk, I would hork all over the place.
That's a good challenge.
The Harbaugh milk challenge. Hey, did the food show up yet? Not yet. Fingers crossed, guys. Yep. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
It's Jell-O Man.
Oh, my goodness. It's Jell-O Man.
Jell-O Girl. You ever hear that?
Hold on. Calm down. So, anyway, let me just give some context to this guy, because whatever I say is going to end up in his dumb movie. So, let me... frame it correct. Let me make sure I don't make any mistakes the way I say anything, because all this is gonna end up in his movie. This guy, Jell-O Man, his name's Paul. His brother is the rock star Kurt Vile, but Paul's his own kind of guy. He kind of marches to the beat of his own drum. He goes around the country and the world now, apparently. Insert footage of Jell-O Man in Japan with his Jell-O shots. He's been peddling these Jell-O shots around the globe now. And now we're lucky enough to have him on the show. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm in Shibuya. We're making some yen, selling some Jell-O shots. And we got some Pop Rocks going here.
Mm-hmm.
We were at, you ever hear of, what's it called? The Beat Cafe?
The Beat Cafe. Teach me about the Beat Cafe.
It's this cool, like, dive bar. This guy named Cattoman runs it or owns it. But he let us come there, and we made, like, a Jell-O mural, and we were serving Jell-O shots there. We walked in with, like, a whole tray full of Jell-O shots, and we were just serving Jell-O shots all night.
That's cool.
We went to a place called JBS. It's a bar. There's like 10,000 records there, and they pretty much like serve alcohol and play records. And he got pissed at me because I asked for sake because they don't even have sake there.
But you're bringing your own Jell-O shots in from outside.
Yeah, and he wasn't cool with it, pretty much.
Yeah, why would he? I mean, he should be cool with that, right? That someone's bringing in alcohol from another place, and he doesn't make any money all of a sudden?
Well.
Come on, Paul. Use your noodle on that one. Come on.
Pretty much.
How'd you like it? You're doing your Jell-O shots. All of a sudden, I come by with a margarita machine. What do you think about that? Here comes Margarita Tom, right? You wouldn't like that.
I wouldn't mind it.
I come rolling by. Oh, you'd hate it. You'd be laughing and saying, oh, it's so cool. It's cool that you do that. It's cool. I'll end up getting a Jell-O beatdown. You and your Jell-O.
We went to some baseball game yesterday. Pretty cool. Like, it was like the whole like culture of baseball here is like, totally different. And like, we brought Jell-O shots, and I was just like, we're trying to sell them.
You're in Japan right now.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Right now it is 12:01 p.m.
You're sure about, okay, it's 12:01 p.m. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's afternoon.
All right.
But the baseball game is cool. They're like really polite over here. Everyone stands in lines and stuff. Like everyone, like there's so many people here. They all like kind of, they're very respectful for everyone around them. And everyone stands in straight lines to go up the escalators and stuff. But everybody's all like in unison at the baseball games, like doing chants together and stuff. And they all have like little umbrellas. And, someone told me to bring my Jell-O slingshot. I brought it and I started shooting Jell-O shots. And they didn't really care that much, but at a certain point, a security guard did stop me. And he said it might be dangerous.
Hold on. You went to a baseball game. You bring a Jell-O slingshot to a baseball game. And you start shooting little Jell-O slingshots of Jell-O shots at strangers.
Correct.
And you're surprised that a security guard eventually came up to you and said, someone might get hurt if you continue to do that. I'm amazed look, I'll tell you this. If I was running that country...
I was shooting them, Tom. They were cats. They wanted them.
If I was running the country, you'd be locked up right now. Suicide Squad style. It would be like when they locked Suicide Squad up. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember? They had them all locked up in the dungeon there. All of them. Will Smith. Alligator Man. What's her face? What's her name again?
Harley
Quinn. She was locked up. All of them. You'd be like that. Jell-O Man would be down there. Who's this guy?
No.
His name's Jell-O Man.
That's not accurate.
Shoots Jell-O shots at people. Most accurate Jell-O
slingshot I ever saw in my life. Can put a jello shot into your hand from 200 yards away.
There's a typhoon here like yesterday, and like this baseball game was still going on. It wasn't like right in where we're at right now, but it was in Osaka, like not too far away.
And what brought you to Japan? What brought you to Japan?
We just wanted to bring jello shots like international to see if like people like them and stuff. But, like, people do like them, but there's like, a huge market here for jello shots.
This I'm seeing holes in this story. You went to Japan so that you... Who's we, first of all?
My friend.
So you went all the way to Japan because you and your friend were just didn't know whether people in Japan like Jello shots. So
I'm just saying
the
my
only
friend George
way...
House.
What's that now?
My friend George Miller.
George Miller? The director of Mad Max and Babe is your friend? I apologize. Please tell Mr. Miller I'm a huge fan of his. Is it not the same George Miller?
Pretty much not.
No, so it's not. So you're not friends with the guy who directed Babe?
No.
So you go all the way to Japan because you and your pals aren't sure whether the people of Japan enjoy jello shots.
I just wanted to bring them somewhere cool. It was kind of like more of a vacation.
And are you filming? Know, are you filming while you're there?
There's a camera here.
Yeah, so you're filming. Is this going to end up in the movie, any of this? The Jello Man movie?
Who knows?
You got any good footage?
We got a little bit of good footage. Tons of it.
Of you what? Running around with jello slingshots?
Yeah, people. It wasn't. The jello sling wasn't like shooting at people. We were giving them out first, and I mean, putting pop rocks in them. In the salt, in the pop rock salt shaker.
Okay.
If you will. And then people enjoy them. They're all like, they kind of like, I'm not really used to them here, I don't think. But they're all like trying them and stuff. But at a certain point, we're shooting them and stuff. Mm-hmm. And people didn't mind it.
All right. When do you come back?
We're coming back a couple days, but I want to tell you, I'm actually, for the first time, like, I'm actually, like, going to be, like, able to go to a festival and actually serve jello shots for real. Not, like I'm permitted this time. I'm going to Desert Days this year.
You
ever been there, Tom?
I have not. Who's performing at Desert Days this year?
In the band War Paint.
Yes.
War Paint, Tame Impala is there. Mary Lattimore, there's a couple people I know.
Yeah.
But
you gonna get jello all over her harp?
Is she your BFF?
Hey Mary. Sorry I got jello shots all over your harp. Sorry I shot my jello slingshot at your harp.
She wouldn't mind.
Come on.
She's a jello supporter.
Yeah. I know she likes you. She's a nice person.
She actually taught me how to play piano, Tom.
Okay, I wasn't challenging you. Why is everybody fighting with me? Why is everybody challenging me? I'm trying to get along with everybody. Why? Why, ClaroCane.com?
Don't ask me.
Pizza. How's the pizza? Did they go? Did they spring for the good stuff? And when I say they, did they spring for it? The show.
Got a grandma pie.
That's nice.
Made me pay for it.
Oh, that's unacceptable.
$40.
$40 for one slice?
Yeah.
Well, that just sounds like a highway robbery. Now, Paul, a.k.a. Jello Man, you're going to Desert Days, and you're going to be selling jello shots there.
Not selling, giving them out.
Giving them out. At where is Desert Days?
I don't think exact part of California, but it's in California. But I'm just going to be... Just giving them to the band, I think.
Oh, so you're backstage.
Yeah, I'm not like... Yeah.
Well, that should lead to some top-notch performances, right?
Yeah, I mean...
People getting hammered on jello shots right before they go on stage. I can't wait to see you...
Sprinkling pop rocks on the jello shot
yeah.
And directly on them, you know?
Here's the lineup, and this every one of these names terrifies me in relation to you harassing them. My Bloody Valentine. Yeah, great. You're gonna jam Jello shots in their face. Malcolm Mooney, the original lead singer of Can. You're gonna bug him, 78-year-old dude.
Hey man, have a Jello shot for you. You do right. You do Jello shot, right? You do a Jello shot first before you do right.
Who else is at this?
Tom, most people don't eat the Jello shot before they go on. Most people do not. Like, they always eat
Death Grips
afterwards.
I hope Death Grips take you and they flip you over and they. I hope they give you a spanking on stage.
I can wrestle.
You what?
I can wrestle.
You can wrestle. All right. Tame Impala. Are those guys any good? Every time I hear
I
the
like
song,
them.
The one song sounds like every other song. Bunga 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 dunga
bang bang bang,
right?
Yeah, that's about it.
Is that the only good song? Ring and think a thing bang. Paul, do they have better songs than that? No.
Well, who else do you like?
What other music do I like?
There, I'm saying.
Oh, there's so many. There's a lot of good people. Ian Svenonius is going to be there. Maybe you bother him. Jarvis Cocker. Boy, that'll be a treat to see you going up to him, bothering him.
He loves to be bothered.
Yeah. He loves to be bothered. He's so clear about how he just loves to be. He always is just like, why's no one bothering me at this festival? Ty Siegel's going to be there. He's cool. You know him, Jello Man?
I've heard of him. Don't know much of the music, but.
Heard of him. Well, maybe you should check some of the music. You only got 48 albums.
I'll make you my plus one if you want.
No, that's okay.
Yes. I don't know.
I can't. I wish I could, buddy. I wish I could.
Is that a yes?
No, it's a no. Look, you're going to have the time of your life here with your Jello shots, bothering King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, right? Rev's face, right?
Right.
Hey, you guys want Jello shots? Hey, Mercury Rev. Hey, Mercury Rev, it's me. You guys want a Jello shot?
Tom, people actually like them after the show, I promise you. They're like, they can't help it. They're used to getting free stuff anyway. They might as well be eating Jello shots covered with Pop Rocks rather than fancy IPAs, to say the least.
I've never heard Mike laugh as much as he's laughing now. Mike, you and Mike, I tell you, you're the new Jay and Silent Bob. You guys should take your act on the road, except both. If maybe both of you could be Silent Bob. I'd prefer.
I said I'd give him a job. He said he needs to.
So you and Mike, work. Mike's going to come out to Desert Days with you?
Yeah, Mike,
Jello, why don't you do it? What's that? Yeah, would you be Jello Man's plus one at the festival, hawking Jello shots? All right, we'll see.
Why do you need someone to wear a hairnet and help me make them?
Yeah, all right. Paul, look, don't be stupid. Here. You're in another country. Don't be stupid.
They like me here. And they like the Jello shots. They don't mind them as much as you think. I'm not shooting at people, Tom.
All right. You have a great night, buddy.
You too.
Have you had a Jello shot?
Yeah.
Were you here when he was here ever?
No.
And
I don't know what he looks like. But I had an idea.
He's got long, frizzy.
Could have guessed.
Hair. Uh-huh. He looks like.
Does he look like his brother?
No. He looks like a ripped version of Matt Lucan from Mudhoney, the original bassist.
It's not ringing a bell. No. Not ringing a visual bell.
He's a good-looking dude. He's super jacked now because he does all this masonry.
Who? The Mudhoney guy?
Jello Man.
He does masonry?
Yeah.
No, what's that again?
It's a laying of tiles and stones.
Okay.
and things of that nature, and making patios and and walkway and walkways and whatnots.
I'm glad he's spending his hard-earned money on a.
And then he takes all that money and he goes to Japan to introduce, to just make sure the people of Japan like Jell-O shots.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they invented Jell-O shots.
4,000 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And he's co-opting.
Yes. Could you imagine when you're packing your suitcase, holding in your hand, knowing that you're going to Japan, holding in your hand your Jell-O slingshot and saying to yourself, what kind of trouble does this get me in when they see this in a suitcase? When I have something that's really hard to explain. Do you throw, if that's you, does the Jell-O slingshot go into the suitcase?
Definitely.
For international travel?
Definitely.
You go for it?
Yeah.
All right.
Because the Jell-O hasn't been made yet. It's all in powder. Well, even bringing the powder, the packets is kind of...
Well, the packets would be...
is an issue.
I would say bringing a slingshot without the Jell-O makes it look like you're doing something worse than just Jell-O with a thing. Like, it looks like more of a weapon than it actually is.
I think enough time has passed that when people see a slingshot, that it doesn't register immediately anymore.
Or they would just say, in Japan, they'd say, like, this is a Jell-O slingshot. 4,000 years ago, we invented the art of launching Jell-O shots at people.
Yeah.
And they would appreciate his respect for the history of the country, which I think is the way he actually seems to be saying. He was saying he's the most popular guy in Japan right now.
I mean, I believe it.
We're here with Claire O'Kane. My pick to click for 2018. Claire O'Kane.
Pick to click?
Yeah.
Like my website or?
No, the album, the whole thing. The Juilliard thing, all of it. You're going to be like the next Robin Williams, another Juilliard.
Oh, I can't wait to end up like Robin Williams.
No, you're not
going to
end up like him. You think I'm writing the whole story? No. You're going to be like, you'd be on a sitcom. You'll be doing your...
Nanu-nanus.
You'll be doing that, because I know on stage you already do the meter, or the applause meter, when people, like, in the audience, you, like, move your arm to kind of gauge the applause of the audience.
Yeah, I should have addressed that on the album, because you can't. That's a visual thing.
Just, yeah. But, well, that'll be for the special.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. For the special be on Sony Crackle. Best show, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jamie from Bethesda. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm doing pretty well. This is actually my first year that I'm not going back to school.
Oh, thank God.
So, or like in the regular sense.
Okay.
Since I graduated.
You're done with school. How does that feel?
It feels really nice not to be paying all that money, or just, it's nice not to have to worry about, like, super intense, you know, studying and just racking my brain around all these things and having free time.
Yes. The gift of free time.
It's not all it's cracked up to be, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, and there's a line to where suddenly it's like, I don't need this much free time.
No.
Because then you end up in the O'Kane zone where you're just kind of like, what time is it? Nah, let's just see what tomorrow's got for us. If I can fall asleep now, there's a good shot I'll wake up tomorrow. And then we'll see what that looks like. Have you had days like that?
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm not putting judgment on it. I've been there.
All the
I know
time.
Those days.
All the time. If it smells like rain.
It's funny that Jell-O Man mentioned Japan, because I'm actually going there next week.
Ooh.
I'm visiting people who I was with when I was studying abroad there.
Now, let's just, before you get too excited about your trip, the terms of travel to Japan might change within the next week based on how this Jell-O Man trip wraps up. You might not be going to Japan.
Yeah, between that and the typhoon and the fallout, continuing fallout from Logan Paul's diplomatic visit. I'm sorry I brought him up.
You're okay. You're okay, my friend. So you're done with school now.
Yeah.
When you think of going to school, say like second grade, though, when you think of that, what's the first mood that pops into your head when you remember being a kid going to second grade?
Partially excited and also partially not sure whether my poor impulse control would get me in trouble again.
So you were just like waiting to see how this would go.
Kind of, yeah. I definitely did all of my wild behavior was definitely in my elementary school years, and
same.
Yeah, wasted all of my college time. Not partying.
So elementary school, you were out of control.
Well, I wouldn't say like I was a bad kid, but I would have I would have my good days and then I have my kind of not so great days. ADD and being on the spectrum basically means it's kind of like a Russian roulette.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Now, Claire, you said it's the same for you when you were in the elementary grades.
Yeah, I really was all over the place emotionally. That's the only time I ever punched somebody.
Was when you were how old?
It was when I was in fourth grade.
Fourth grade, and you just...
These girls were... we had to pick up after lunch, pick up all the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And I was picking up trash, just minding my own business.
Yeah.
And these girls were throwing trash on my head.
Oh, boy.
And calling me litter bug.
Uh-huh.
Like throwing, you
doesn't
know. Doesn't
exactly make sense.
I know, but they're wet, you know those like wet hamburgers that you used to get?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like wet, where it's still, the paper's, the plastic's still kind of... wet.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
They're just throwing it.
Because it was like was it in like a sleeve almost? Like this, like those.
No, it's a fully enclosed hamburger. And they microwave them.
Okay.
And then they open it up, steam comes out.
Okay, yes.
And then it's cooked.
So then that was what was getting dropped on your head.
Yeah. And then I turned around and I punched one of them in the stomach.
And then suddenly in your head you heard, like in Kill Bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you just...
And then I cried because I felt so bad.
So, but you hauled off.
Mm-hmm.
And punched one of them right in the nose.
In the stomach.
In the stomach.
Ooh!
And the kid, was she just like, ooh!
Yeah, I knocked the wind out of her.
Nice. And then you got upset.
And then I got immediately upset.
Were you apologetic or just upset?
I think I was just upset. Mm-hmm. I wasn't apologetic at the time. I was scared of getting in trouble, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm done for.
Yeah. Because you're a good kid.
Feeling. Yeah. Every other day I was like, oh, I'm done for.
Mm-hmm. And then they started pouring trash burgers on your head.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing they hear, brain, brain,
brain. Mm-hmm. Fist to the gut.
Did she go?
Yeah.
And then you went,
no,
don't want to get yelled at.
Yeah, what did I do?
But I'm happy with what I did.
Yeah, and then like, she turned out to be my second cousin.
There you go.
That ever happened
at the
to you?
Time?
Yeah. Or I just found out very shortly after she comes up to me and she takes my water bottle and she takes a sip out of it. Uh-huh. I'm like, excuse me, can you waterfall it at least? Uh-huh. Like, don't get your lips on my...
Yeah.
And she goes, I found out that we're related. You're my second cousin. Your uncle Lee's my... whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, however that shakes
however
out.
However that went. And I went,
yeah.
Okay, and then we became friends.
Yeah.
That's how it worked.
Thing I would say, that's all well and good. Welcome to the family. Still didn't have to drink my water.
Yeah.
Now, call our fights in school. Was this ever a component of your school life?
Non-elementary school. Once in preschool, I hit this one kid. And I think it was just kind of, he was being rude or something. I forget exactly. I just remember that I hit him and that I would come home every day and tell my mom the same thing, that I hate this kid, mm-hmm. even though I didn't hit him every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then later I found out, like, in high school that he and some other kid had been arrested for, like, stealing at a 7-Eleven or something.
Hmm.
And did you bring them to justice?
No, I had nothing to do with them, elementary school.
After that.
You may have led him to a life of crime.
I have to live with that responsibility, that guilt.
Well, I'm going to say this. Let it go. You can let the guilt go. Let it go. You didn't drive that street tough to a life of shoplifting. And Claire, let it go. You and your second cousin, you've knocked the wind out of her. Does she still remember that?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her in a long time. Probably, yeah.
Oh, I guarantee she remembers.
Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah. Everybody, let go of it. Yeah. I got to let go of my fights. I had one fight. I was in a fight 4 days ago.
A physical altercation?
Huge physical fight. Do you know who Clay Matthews is? Do you know who that is? He plays for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
It was him. And do you know who Terry Crews is by any
chance?
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They were giving me a side eye.
Huh.
I think. I did not like it.
Huh.
I went up to them. And I beat both of them up so badly. And then I walked away.
Wow.
And then as I left, I said, Mr. Matthews, I'm a big fan. Can I have your autograph? And I said to Terry Crews, 99! Which is Brooklyn 9. That's what...
That's what the fans say.
Yeah. I said, look. Didn't like the side eye. I had to thrash you both within an inch of your respective lives. Didn't reduce my fandom for either of you. And that's how that ended. And that happened. And they will probably be on Deadline Hollywood soon. They are trying to keep it under wraps because they're a little embarrassed. Congratulations on not being in school.
Well,
when you would go to school, mm-hmm. were you a scared kid, Claire O'Kane? Knot in the stomach.
Yeah.
Scared to meet new people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the worst, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But always the first day of school, I was like, this is the year I got it down.
Uh-huh.
I know what to do now. I've got a new backpack.
Okay.
My shoes are also new.
Yes. There's a left and a right shoe.
They match.
Yes.
And this time I'm going to be cool.
And when did the wheels come off that?
Almost immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah.
But do you think it was all in your head, or were the kids actually saying horrible things?
Yes, of course.
Kids are mean, right?
I feel like that's the only time of your life where you're being told the truth the most.
Like, kids will just say, like, I hate your face and tell you exactly.
Your forehead's big and you look like a boy, is what I got.
I hated it so much.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated it so much. I still hate it. If I think about it,
I can't remember it. I blocked it all out.
Yeah. It's like a horror show.
Yeah. Some people, they say they like school. These people say they really liked high school. I don't get it.
Yeah, but if you liked high school, are you saying you liked the other kids? I might have liked high school if it was just me and the teachers. I might have been okay with high school.
Yeah.
I just remember just nonstop fear.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to live my whole life like I was in, like when Jerry Seinfeld goes to the soup Nazi, right? And he just goes, medium crab bisque.
Mm-hmm.
He just keeps his head down, mm-hmm. tries not to get noticed at all.
Yeah, I just saw that for the first time.
Thank you.
The other day.
You did?
Soup Nazi.
Soup Nazi. Because he goes and see the guy is a soup Nazi.
Yeah, no soup.
Let me explain this episode to you.
The one I just saw.
Yes, the one you said you just saw. So it's fresh on your mind. Let me still tell you about it. Let me see if I can siphon off some of the enjoyment you got from that now and take something you liked and make it something you now have a bad feeling about.
Yeah, I was like that too. But then every so often I'd get a word in
mm-hmm.
after really thinking too much about what I was the next thing I was going to say out loud was.
Uh-huh.
And then it made people laugh. And I, yeah.
So it was
that'll
like
last me a week.
Like a well-timed.
Yeah.
You just knew. It's like, I'll pick my spots mm-hmm. with this.
When this subject comes up,
mm-hmm.
I have this ready to go.
And you would just go, ooh, boo, 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 boo.
And then zing.
And whoa! Then, and then you're just like, I'm good for the week.
Yeah, this will keep me in the group.
You're just like, I have 7 days to come up with one more zinger.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember that was pretty much where I was at with stuff. Or it would be me and my little group of just kind of mutant friends where we were all just the kids who commented on other kids.
Yeah.
And then, but then I remember also thinking, it's just like, yeah, I think I'm funnier than everybody else in this school. But why is anybody like, and then suddenly it's like, then there was like a thing in the yearbook where it's like, no, this is the class, whatever, class clown. Where I'm like, what? You got to be kidding me. That kid's so, and even then I was like, that kid's so basic.
Yeah, you already know.
I said, that kid's a basic bitch.
Wow.
Back then, I knew. But it was just like, I was just like, come on. That kid is so corny. Like, that is what, that's what gets you class clown status? Don't you people realize the stuff I'm throwing down is on a whole other level here, guys?
I just can't believe you said basic bitch.
Well, I was a different kid back then, Claire.
I was most dramatic because I was in all the plays.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even, like, dramatic as a person. They just said, let's throw Claire a bone.
So, see, you are, there is, like, a Robin Williams element where you came at this from an actor standpoint.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, this comedy thing, I think I'll give that a whirl.
Yeah.
But seriously, when it all, when push comes to shove, I am an actor. Right?
Yeah, if someone's got to push me about it.
I'm ready for the next chapter. When you start doing this stuff, you get into Juilliard. You'll have a jacket with patches on the elbows. Right?
Yeah.
Pipe.
Corn
cob. You'll walk into the creek in the cave with a leather satchel and a, right, those kind of weird John Lennon style glasses.
Reading glasses.
Yeah, but the ones that are like horn rim, round horn rim glasses.
Yeah.
That are just like intellectuals,
mm-hmm.
like cool intellectual glasses.
The size of my eyes.
Yes. You'll walk in, you'll just be like, you'll go on stage, you'll take out the paper, and you'll just like, now what's in the headlines today? Your act will be a little more erudite. Mike, How many pieces of pizza did you eat? Three. Boy.
That's good.
All right. Best show. Hi.
Hello, Tom?
Yes, hi.
Hello, Claire.
Hi. Wow, first one.
Yeah, had to happen at some point.
How you doing tonight?
Good. Who's this?
My name is Gabe. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Gabe in Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's me.
Where, how far outside of the strip do you live?
I live in a small suburb called Henderson, Nevada, which is kind of southeast, I guess.
I've been there. My cousin lives there.
I can see the strip from my house. We have a really nice view.
And how about that Red Rocks Park, right?
Oh, Red Rocks, great. Yeah, I was a scout growing up, and I used to go out there for campouts, and we'd climb on the rocks and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's I like that place a lot.
Yeah, I heard that one episode where you said you're out here and you guys took a drive, and, like, I think that's really awesome because most people don't see that side of Las Vegas.
If you go about not even a half hour outside of the...
It's right there.
The strip.
Yes. There's this Red Rocks, as a national park.
It is a national park.
And it is literally like being on Mars when you drive into this thing. The rocks and the stuff is so overwhelmingly, it really is like an otherworldly trip.
Like huge boulders just sitting out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it makes you realize, oh, wow, it was a real accomplishment to drop the grossest place on Earth next to one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Like, this was an actual real effort to make something this low thrive next to something that is so moving. Yeah.
Yeah, we got the whole spectrum here.
So back to school, what's your deal going back to school? What's that bring to mind for you, Gabe?
Well, I kind of wanted to talk to you about something else.
Oh. All right.
What are you talking about? So, in light of recent news, I've had some schnatter on my noodle.
Ah, Papa John.
Yeah, he doesn't work for the company anymore.
No, he doesn't.
So, are they going to send him a cease and desist and make him stop calling himself Papa John?
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do to Papa John.
So, so I have one proposal that I think you might have some fun with.
Okay.
You know how, the Colonel was, a real person, and now he's being played by all these comedians, and he's basically, become a character?
Yeah. Colonel,
I think Papa John should hire a new Papa John.
Let me say this. Gabe, right? Gabe?
Yes, it's Gabe.
Gabe.
Yes.
Maybe once in your lifetime you get the idea. If you're lucky in this lifetime. Gabe?
Yeah.
This is the idea for you. I'm not saying you're going to make a nickel on it.
No, it's just an idea.
It's not something, it's not an idea that only you could come up with. But I gotta say, that is the perfect thing. So you're saying.
I thought you'd like it, Tom.
That they should do the next Papa John's commercial.
Chris D'Elia.
So the way you're saying it, suddenly Chris D'Elia is the new Papa John. Is he wearing a curly wig?
He's decked out. It looks like ridiculous. It's like a blackface version of Papa John.
Okay, all right. Slow down.
Well, sorry, that was a little far. Right.
This is what we're gonna do. The rest of the show. Pitch the new Papa John. I'm gonna say first Papa John. I want to see Rob Zombie.
Rob Papa Zombie.
John. Yeah. Right. You just picture that, right?
Yeah, probably the funniest. Rip Taylor? I don't know.
Who?
Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor? I'd like to see Rip Taylor as Papa John. Throw confetti on the pizza, right?
The confetti's made of chili pepper flakes.
This is Mike's
Oh, hold on. Oh, wait, get back in here. Get back in here. Mike, did you hear Mike Francesa, who's the sport? All right, take it easy on your phone. Did you hear Mike Francesa's interview with Coach Rick Pitino today? Rick Pitino was convinced Papa John had it out for him.
Yeah.
So he thinks that, like, Papa John was trying to, like...
Yeah, he's sort of paranoid, and Papa John had some sort of
vendetta
against him, and that's how he lost his job in Louisville.
Well, did he lose his job because he had diarrhea while they were coaching a game? That's the only way I could think Papa John had any control over his of anything that affected Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
Hey.
He said, Coach, I had diarrhea.
Rick, I made you your favorite pizza.
I kept hoping for Frances to talk about Papa John on the field at the Super Bowl.
That's what you want to hear, Mike?
Yeah.
Mike?
That one's a good one.
Mike, you want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
Mike?
Yes.
And one thing for Peyton. Peyton, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay? And listen, this is a big moment. First of all, I have no idea why Papa John's on the field. Shame on the NFL for having him on the field. But if you're Peyton Manning, you have enough money, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay? It can't be! And if I see that as a commercial, I'll throw up. Enough. You make enough money. The first guy you kiss can't be Papa John after the game. And one thing for Peyton.
Okay, I
guess it's Peyton.
It plays on a loop. I'll leave it going all night long.
So, of course, you know, he found a sympathetic ear as, you know, somebody who might also agree to be against Papa John.
The enemies of Papa John are stacking up, Mike.
They are.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I really feel like Rob Zombie as the first Papa John would be the single greatest. If I saw that, I would eat 10 Papa John's meals consecutively. I would have...
That's a death sentence.
I would have... All right, what's up with your phone? It beeps every time you say something. What is that? Your boom? Is that your?
Yeah, I think my face hit the phone, or maybe I'm part robot.
And look, I'm going to give you credit. I could tell you're moving at a fast level. You even just said that. You quoted a thing I played maybe once on the soundboard of Coach Krzyzewski saying. And then he came up to me and he said, Coach, I have diarrhea. Which was, there was during a college basketball game, a player ran off the court. And then everybody's like, Coach, why did he run off the court? He's just like, Bobby came up to me and said, Coach, I have diarrhea. Why do you sell a child out? A child.
Yeah.
Right?
That ain't going.
That was low.
I didn't go too in depth with. Didn't Rick Pitino get caught having sex in the back of a restaurant or something?
There was
take
something
it easy.
Like that. There was something like that.
They didn't go too deep into that, but he's got a book out. He's peddling, and he found a sympathetic ear in Mike Francesa.
One time, I was writing for basketball magazines. Right?
Yeah.
They said to me, we got a job for you. We'll put you on a plane. I'm like, I like the sound of this already. Mm-hmm. You're going to fly to Orlando. Two guys on the Boston Celtics. The Celtics were playing in Orlando that night. Mm-hmm. You fly down in the morning. You get in a cab. You go right to the arena where the Orlando Magic are practicing. An NBA representative is going to meet you there. You're going to get in a limo, and you're going to interview Paul Pierce and Antoine Walker and ask them about their favorite books as they take a limo ride over to Universal Studios, where they will read from The Cat in the Hat with a bunch of kids in attendance. And I show up at the thing. I fly, land, take a cab to the arena. I'm like, here we go. I'm going to do this. I get to the arena. I can hear the practice going on.
Rick Pitino is the coach of the Celtics at this point. Mm-hmm. And they're like a game out of the playoffs now with like 2 weeks to go. Like they're barely hanging on. I hear Rick Pitino screaming at these guys. Like I've never heard anyone scream at anyone in my entire life. Yeah. I've never heard somebody.
Grown men.
I've never heard somebody just dress down.
Yeah.
Fellow adults.
Yeah.
The way he was screaming at these players. Mm-hmm. They come out. They just are in such a bad mood because they were just screamed at for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. They get in the limo. They're so mad. I immediately start sweating. Mm-hmm. The sweat starts pouring down my face. You'd think I had a faucet on the back of my neck the way it was pouring down. And now I got to ask these guys. So what are your favorite books?
Do you remember any particular lines that Pitino?
I remember. I was shouted. Just cursing. Yeah. I just remember nonstop. It was through doors. It was like the door. The practice was closed. I could not see it. He was yelling so loud. Mm-hmm. It was coming through the gym doors that I was not right next to even.
Wow.
So an NBA rep is at the thing, and she was just like. She's there. She's like, all right, we're going to go do the reading. We'll do the thing with the kids. And then Paul Pierce and Antoine Walker, who were both young players at that point, go, you guys never put us on the cover of these NBA magazines. They started immediately complaining to the – so you put Steve Nash on the cover, every one of these things. You don't put us on anything. Uh-huh. She goes, well, you know, if the team – if you had a winning record, we could start to put you on the cover of magazines. And but Steve Nash is on a winning team. Can't put – and now these guys are more mad. And they're like, you got to talk to this guy about the books. And I'm holding a tape recorder, like my hand shaking. So I'm telling you, drenched. So you go, what are your favorite? You guys have a favorite book? One guy goes, yeah, I forget which one. I think Paul Pierce is like, yeah, I like reading books about business. he just like shot me down. Yeah, and then I think I can't remember which guy said which. And then the other guy just like, yeah, I like mysteries. Like giving me literally nothing to go on. Uh-huh. Then we get to the reading. And then they're just like in the limo. They're just like, we want McDonald's. Where's McDonald's? Let's find a McDonald's. We get to Universal Amusement Park, go in. The kids are there. Antoine Walker puts on one of the Cat in the Hat hats, and they do a reading. Then he comes up to me with the Cat in the Hat hat. He goes, hey, sorry, we were a little rough to you in there. He actually apologized. But don't worry, guys. I wrote my article. I got my... $150 for that day.
Yeah. Big time journalism.
Big time, yeah. So, yeah, I get it. I don't know how that ties with Rick Pitino. I had a Rick Pitino story.
It was a good one.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Mike.
Who should be Papa John, Mike? Who, if they're going to recast Papa John in the commercial, like the way the Colonel has been recast?
I'm trying to think.
Claire, anyone?
You're like Paul Rudd.
You think Paul Rudd? That's a big swing. You think he's going to sign on right off the? They better be sliding a mountain of money over to Paul for him to just be like. I think you might have to click down the.
Well, if Paul Rudd ever gets to the point where he becomes like
Papa John,
well, he's like, you know, the mascot for like a mattress local mattress business.
Okay,
or you know, if anything goes awry in his career,
I'm going to say that would not be one thing goes awry in his career.
Sure,
there probably has to be about eight things that happen to where Paul Rudd, current mattress salesman. Is finally like, this Papa John thing looks pretty sweet. Sure could use. And let me say this also. That dude who got dragged for working at the Trader Joe's.
Yeah, well,
that's insane.
Get that, you know?
Well, first of all, that guy was on Divorce. That guy was in three episodes of Divorce. I worked with that. I met that guy on set and everything. Yeah. He's a really funny guy.
Right.
He
works in between jobs, right? What's the big deal?
Guy was on a TV show a year and a half ago. It's not like he's, but they just got, it's like you can't win in a way. It's just like if he got caught doing something illegal for money, then he would get blasted.
Right.
Guy goes and gets a job and does what every other human does when you need to stay afloat and work, and you work.
I saw it on the news, but I didn't look up how he got blasted. I mean, I don't understand why you're blasting a guy because he's not in show biz anymore, right?
Like, look at him with the. But the thing is, he is
right. He still is. You know,
he was on divorce. That was 2016.
Right.
Right. Next thing you know, I'm going to see a thing about comedian Claire O'Kane, the butcher. Right. You were a butcher.
Yeah. Oh, not even. I was a meatmonger.
Meatmonger?
Yeah.
What's that?
The person who sells the meat.
So you were selling the meat?
I was slinging the meat.
You weren't slicing it?
At some point, they let me slice it.
Uh-huh.
I moved my way up from a dishwasher.
Uh-huh. To the meatmonger.
To a blood drainer.
To a meatmonger.
To a meatmonger.
Yeah. They sound like biker gangs, right? The blood drainers, the dishwashers, the blood drainers, the meatmongers. It's like a Warriors remake. No, but it's the thing, like, if you're doing it on the way up, you work. If you're doing it, if you hit a stretch where it's not going your way and you got to work, you work.
Right. Hustle.
Right, Pat?
Yeah.
You get it.
He's got multiple hustles. Case one goes down, he's got another one right behind it.
They're going to drag that guy as if they're trying to shoot. Look at him in the dirty shirt. And the other thing is just like, he's at a Trader Joe's in a dirty shirt. As if like he, like, what's that mean? Like a, as if he's sleeping in his Trader Joe's uniform?
Yeah.
But even the people that were in support of this guy.
Yeah.
That were tweeting out the article link or the picture.
Yeah, just
like,
keep the thing alive.
You know, you still, like Mindy pointed this out to me as we were talking about it yesterday. Like, these people don't need to keep including the photo.
No.
Even if you're like, we should be supporting, like, even if they're having the conversation that we're having right now, like, you don't need to keep using the photo.
He doesn't want this.
At some point, it doesn't help.
Yeah. Just,
and Mindy knows photos.
Why? Because he put on a few pounds? Is that what the bad thing about the photo is?
No, it's just that
he's a little heavier than he was.
I just think he looked like he was. They made him look like he was like. Look, they're trying to imply like he's living on the street or something about it. Which look, if you end up on the street, that's a horrible thing.
Yeah,
but it's just like it was looking for something where there was like literally nothing there.
I applied to Trader Joe's. I didn't get it. And I've been on Viceland, okay? Ever heard of it?
Did you say that at the Trader Joe's thing?
Yeah, maybe. Well, yeah, I shouldn't have said that.
You probably shouldn't have led with that. You probably should have led with enthusiasm for working at Trader, not just like, you guys know I have other things I'm going to be doing that have nothing to do with your dumb store.
Yeah.
You should still show up at that Trader Joe's just in a Hawaiian shirt and just be like, what? I'm just hanging out.
I'm here to help.
Hey, where's the macadamia? Like, the coconut?
I've never been in a Trader Joe's. I always thought, like, Trader Joe's was, like, upscale. You know, like, Whole Foods.
It is.
It's
close to Whole Foods.
It's not like they showed him working at ShopRite or,
Mike.
God forbid, a Quick Check.
Mike. If this guy was a Quick
Stop
Check,
and Shop.
I got no, look, Stop and Shop, yes, maybe Stop and Shop, I'd be concerned about him. Yeah. If I saw him at Stop and Shop, I would be like, we need to all collectively help this guy. But, yeah, Trader Joe's is upscale, Mike.
Yeah.
You got to go into a Trader Joe's sometime.
Mm-hmm. Right? I feel like I'd have to get dressed up just to go inside.
Yeah. Trader Joe's, like, weirdly, like, one of those, like, understocked store, like if we're just like there's so much empty space to roll your cart through.
Uh-huh.
It's very curated, Trader Joe's.
Uh-huh.
Good snacks though,
really good snacks.
You know where they keep the snacks, Mike? This is the best part.
Yeah,
frozen above the frozen food.
Above,
so the snacks are cool.
Oh, really?
You go, you look at some frozen fish.
But do you have to be tall to reach this stuff?
You can reach.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry.
They got ladders?
You don't need a ladder. It's not, they're not stacked. It's not, a,
not
a,
like a Home Depot or
Lowe's. No, it's not American Ninja. You're not running.
It's accessible.
Yeah, uh-huh. Running across a foam a foam tightrope uh-huh. to get some blueberry scone, mini blueberry icing, iced blueberry scones. Uh-huh. Snacks are so good at Trader Joe's.
Are they? Okay.
You know what, though? I'm going to say this. Don't go. Because I'm going to say this. If you go and you get a taste for these Trader Joe's snacks, next thing all I'm going to hear, I noticed we have any of those mini scones for Trader Joe's. Those would be nice.
I've never passed one. I mean, they're out of my area. All both, right. You know.
You want me to take North you Trader Joe's? You fishing?
Central Jersey.
Is you fishing?
Hasn't penetrated Central Jersey. Yeah. My other stomping,
Trader Joe's.
My other stomping ground.
There's not a Trader Joe's in Bayonne.
No, oh, not would, yet. We're getting a Costco, though.
You drop a Trader Joe's in Bayonne, they'll send that place packing in 10 days.
I'm
Trader
seeing
Joe's will
up
wave
in
the
flames.
Surrender flag. Yeah, exactly. Just be like.
Seeing a lot of Aldi's coming up.
Yeah.
That's an up and comer.
Aldi, yeah.
Yeah.
Big still, mystery.
I've been in one of those. Yeah.
You go in Aldi, you don't know what they're going to have. You go to Aldi,
it looks
you go
mysterious.
You go in the frozen food aisle, you might leave with some lawn furniture. Or you might get some frozen food.
I went to my first Big Lots. You ever go into one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a weird joint.
Yeah. Weird joint. Why? What do you
before
mean?
Before you
well,
said
you,
it.
You come in and it's all of a sudden you're like in somebody's huge living room. It's with, the fake leather couches and you got to bypass that. I was just looking for envelopes. They had some.
What's wrong? You don't need a giant giant bag of dog food and a Kenny Rogers CD, $3.99 Kenny Rogers CD, and like an old-fashioned rotary phone cord. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. A watermelon candle.
Yes. A watermelon candle, big flower pot, like a decorative flower pot that like it just made out of like it looks like rusted metal. You don't need that. And then just like the one bed that they sell there. It's just like, hey, we got a bed.
It's got some
anybody
stains
needs
on
a
it.
Bed? Need to buy a bed. We sell a bed here.
Hey, yeah. I just thought of my ideal Papa John, but he's no longer among the living.
Who's that?
Patrick Swayze.
That'd be a pretty good Papa John.
Yeah. Right?
You mean, assuming he was still alive.
Yeah.
You think he switches around. You know the ultimate Papa John is, I'm going to say right now, Rob Schneider. Right?
Yeah.
They got Rob Schneider would be right in their price.
That
right
makes the most sense.
Their price point would be just like, the commercial would like show him from behind, be like, we've had some trouble at Papa John's over the years. But don't worry, there's a new Papa John. He turns around, hi, it's me, Rob Schneider. I'm Papa John now. People be just like, ugh. That's the most Papa John move Papa John's could make, getting Rob Schneider to become Papa John. You're having a good time tonight.
Yeah, I am. I am.
Right?
Yeah.
It's good. It's nice when Claire is here, right?
Yeah,
nice.
A nice vibe.
Claire's always funny. You know when I met Claire, Mike?
No.
At a museum.
Nice.
Well,
must be nice to go to a museum.
All right, take it easy.
It was free.
It was, yeah, first of all, it was not a real museum. It was a Stanley Kubrick exhibit at a museum.
Yeah.
That's the kind of museum stuff I'm going to, where it's just like, man, there's movie stuff at this thing. Maybe I can see the baby. I can see the typewriter from The Shining will be at it. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, I'm at the museum, and I'm, let me check out some of the things at the museum from the movie.
Like, I never made it to that Rolling Stones exhibit.
Where was that?
Wasn't that in Brooklyn? Or someplace?
I didn't go to that. I didn't
or David Bowie?
I didn't go to the David Bowie one.
Me neither. I didn't want to.
I heard it was not that good.
But what are you going to look at? His pants?
Yeah, I guess that's it.
These are pants, Let's Dance pants.
Mm-hmm. When you see all that.
Wow. Okay. Oh, there's a Charity Warren thing.
When you see all that stuff, I've seen some of that stuff at Hard Rock. places, mm-hmm. you know? It looks chintzy and cheap, doesn't it? I mean, it always looks that way. Yeah. It looks better on a body. Then you just see it hanging there. It looks like, really? That's it? You know, that's Prince's Purple Rain outfit. You know? It's like, it looks so cheap.
You just see the thing, and then all he goes, oh, he's shorter than I thought he was. Oh, he's taller. Like when you go to the Arc Light in L.A.?
Sometimes they got cool stuff.
No, but that, I was going to say that's as good as any other thing. There's this movie theater, the Arc Light. You walk in, and when you go to buy a ticket, they just have a few cases of outfits from whatever's playing in the theater. They actually have there, and you're just like, well, that's enough. I think that would, that's like, that's a good enough bonus thing as if you went to a museum real fast. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Tonya Harding, I, Tonya. It's the skating outfit from I, Tonya. Oh, look at that. Oh, it's Daniel Day-Lewis's suit from Phantom Thread.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, look at that. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, man, I saw that.
Yeah.
Well, he came up to me and says, Coach, I got diarrhea.
To a reporter,
he
came up to me and said, Coach, I have diarrhea. Yeah. He just didn't even say, Coach, I have to go to the...
Yeah.
Like, have to be
to the bedroom.
Weirdly specific. Mm-hmm. So, Mike, apmike.bandcamp.com. Are the orders coming in?
They're coming in. It's
people are pumped about this calendar,
people are pumped. I'm offering special. If you leave your birth date, I will include a special birthday message on your date.
Oh, so you'll write it on the actual day on the calendar. That's an exciting
idea. That's a
good idea. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder where you got it. Yeah, it's my idea.
I do have another marketing thing.
This guy peddles us as if it's his idea. Last week it was my idea.
No, I heard it last week. Yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
I brought the calendar in for Claire. I wanted to try and get a marketing thing going where people, you know, the guests would just come in and say what their favorite month is. Just sort of.
I like March.
March.
March is good.
You like March. Okay.
And that's my birthday month, too, so it felt good.
Try and get favorite month trending on Twitter. You know, boost sales.
Yeah. Boost sales. This calendar is already making me sick. I already don't like it. Yeah, boost sales. Mm. Calm down.
I'm using some of my marketing team jargon.
Well, I'm going to say this, first of all. apmike.bandcamp.com. You check it out. You get the calendar. There is also the... again, the Von Elmo documentary is great. You should see that. It's at the Anthology Archives. Is that what it is, right? I said it before. Yes, it's at the Anthology Film Archives Thursday, September 6th. Future Language, The Dimensions of Von Elmo is one of my favorites. Made a pretty much perfect album, and he's a New York weirdo like no other, and Lori Felker made a great documentary about him, so go check that out. And then, last but definitely not least, our friend Pat Byrne, this Friday night, comic to watch at the Brick Theater, Pat?
The Brick Theater, and it's at 11 with Josh Gondelman.
And that is this Friday night.
And if people want to see Connor O'Malley, he's in the show beforehand, so you can get a twofer going.
That sounds like a double feature that you can't miss.
Get a twofer Friday.
Yes. And Claire O'Kane, what are you up to? What's going on now? The album is called Let It Be.
Let It Be.
It's very funny.
Thanks.
What did you say? Tanks. I was like...
Thanks.
I was like... No, it's great. And it's on... People can get it. It's on actual LP vinyl through a special thing, which they're over at specialthing.com?
I believe ASTrecords.com or something like that.
Yeah.
Google it.
I'm looking at this. I'd like to thank my dear friends. Someone's missing. That's fine.
It covers all the bases.
That's friends. Okay. I'm in there. That's nice. I'm a friend. so people... All your friends. Okay. No, thank you for the thank you on that. I appreciate
I
that.
I put Lance Bangs' name in
there. Oh, I saw that. Oh, no, you're specific with that. That's great. I remember him at that Stanley Kubrick exhibit, though. I remember you were there, and you were just like, what are all these movies? And I was like, let me tell you about Stanley Kubrick. And then I talked for 7 hours about Dr. Strangelove, and you were like,
gotta go.
You're just like, and I was like, I didn't even get a chance to tell you about Paths of Glory yet. Sit down, Padawan, and study as I do my endless lecture.
Which is your favorite?
I think guys could probably run Stanley Kubrick. That has to be the number one thing that a guy could just go blah, blah, blah.
Or
right?
Quentin Tarantino.
You think it would be Quentin Tarantino? Who would be the one that a dude could just talk about with no end in sight?
I think Quentin Tarantino.
You think Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah. The more obnoxious fans, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Kevin Smith.
Or Kevin Smith.
I can't believe that comic book man. I kind of put one of those on the other day. I was like, what is it? How is this thing still going?
Look, Mike.
You know?
Guy figured it out.
Yeah.
I've been banging my head against the wall trying to figure one of these things. This guy found 10. This guy keeps finding lottery tickets. More power to him. He keeps doing it. Gets a thing where he opens a comic book store. He opens a store, turns it into a TV show.
Yeah.
Like I said this. This could be an episode from 2002 of the show, and I was moaning about it then. Yeah. I'll never understand it. Yeah. I can only admire it.
Yeah, no, you gotta.
Nice guy. I met him once.
I'm sure he's a nice guy. Mike's been in one of his movies.
Did he ever stop talking? I mean, talk about somebody who just goes on and on.
Mike was in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Really?
Yeah.
Because get this. Mike used to...
Bust his beans.
Yeah, Mike used to, online, Mike was one of these...
You beat his bees?
Mike was one of the... Yeah, Mike beat his bees. Mike was one of these guys giving him a hard time online.
In the forums?
And yeah, and you know what,
View Askew.
On View Askew. And then,
I used
you know,
to be up on that.
Then you know what Mike said? Then Kevin Smith said, hey, why don't you be in the movie? And Mike's in the comic book store in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
That was That's a amazing. Smart movie. He neutralized me.
Yeah, exactly.
He neutralized me.
Yeah. You know? He took you right off the market.
No, I give him credit.
And you folded.
Yeah, I did.
You folded like a cheap camera.
I don't think I ever did that. Like a faulty lawn chair. Yeah.
And you know what the other thing he did was? That's how he met me. He was on the Best Show message board, and I was saying on it, and this is something you'll appreciate because you're a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about how much I love Dinosaur Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And what's Mike do? Yeah, they suck.
He's
posting up and down about how these guys are no good and everything. And I think I argued with him once or twice.
Yeah.
And then
you challenged me.
Yeah. Then we were between call screeners. Matt left, and then Mike's like, "Yeah, I'll do it." 2000, and then I turn around. It was 13 years ago. This guy's been here for 13 years doing this, but it started with you stirring the pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy likes Dinosaur Jr. I'm gonna unload on him. Mike.
There's not that much thinking that goes into it. I just kind of would just like think of something.
I didn't think there was a whole lot of thought going into it. Don't worry.
Trolling.
Yeah, you're a troll. Yeah.
It was no grand plan.
But I'm going to say this, Mike. Claire's a huge Dinosaur Jr. fan. Uh-huh. Not just a run-of-the-mill fan with the records and the shirt. You know what she has?
No.
The emojis.
Really?
They got emojis.
Yeah.
Wow.
$2.
I'll say a thing to Claire. And then you know what I get in response? Jay Maskus emoji. I'll be like, hey, so you want to come on the Best Show? That'd be cool. And then it pops up and it's Lou Barlow giving like a thumbs up. And I'm just like,
wow.
What do I have to pay? Do I have to pay $4 to get rid of the emojis? So you don't have them anymore.
No, because I got this new phone that's not compatible.
Mm.
I think they're playing.
Oh, geez. What a. What a bummer.
I think they're playing White Eagle Hall.
I think they are.
They are. Yeah. I'm trying to go to that. Yeah. If anybody can hook me up with a job, tickets to that concert, and can buy my album,
yes,
that'd be great.
So, buy your album, give you a job.
Mm-hmm. Give me tickets.
That's a tough one.
Give me backstage VIP tickets to Dinosaur Jr.
Let me say, you really want to go backstage at that show?
Not really, no.
I feel like I know
what that's like.
You're
going
to go backstage. Yeah, I'm sure Jay will just be holding court, just telling stories, and everybody will be, oh, tell us another. It's like, he'll be hiding in a corner. There'll be three guys hiding in three different corners. And you'll just suddenly be like, I don't think I want to be back here. And you have to like find a way to just extricate yourself from backstage.
I had full access at they played Central Park one year,
mm-hmm,
and I had a connect there, and I had full access, and I went backstage, and basically I just did like a walkthrough. It did, you know, I wasn't going to grab people, and,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Yeah, what are you going to tell them about how you don't like their music and how you regularly?
I came to appreciate them, you know. I think, you know, at the time I had just listened to one of their albums, and I don't know, it just wasn't holding up for me, and then you sort of talked me down.
You might like Jay Maskus solo stuff.
Yeah.
I've heard some of that.
It's a little more ding 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 do do. So yes. Stuff like that you like ding 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 ding.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I saw him at the Stone Pony, mm-hmm, which was bizarre because they opened for Primus, you know, and I felt like they were given a short set, and then, mm-hmm, Primus comes out with all their... Have you ever seen them?
No, I haven't. An accidental. No. What do you think?
An accidental. But, I mean, they go all out with lots of videos. And,
yeah.
I mean, it was something to see. I mean...
Yeah.
I'd never go out of my way to see it, but it was just...
Is there a version of it where I can see it but don't have to hear it?
Oh, I'm sure there are YouTube videos.
I could just leave, watch with the sound off?
Maybe, turn the sound down and just watch all the
You like
stuff.
Primus, right, Claire?
I don't think so. What song did they do? My name is Mud. Yeah, that's the only one I know.
My name is Mud.
All bass. And a weird guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, I'm opening for Jawbreaker again.
Oh.
In October.
Mm-hmm.
People can see
and
that.
Where's that?
At the Fillmore in San Francisco.
That's cool.
Yeah. Hoping to get one of those trippy posters.
The Fillmore, that's where...
Psychedelic.
A few years ago, someone I know was playing the Fillmore. I was in San Francisco at the time. Punk legend Patti Smith. And I ran into an elevator about... week and a half after my father died. And
I saw you then, too.
Super confused. Did I see you
I ran into you before you made a fool of yourself.
And I was... This is the missing piece to the whole thing. I told you I was going to go talk to her, right?
Yeah, you said, I keep seeing her.
And you could have stopped me.
Uh-huh.
You let it happen.
You said, I think I'm going to say something if I see her again.
Yeah. And then you should have said, don't do that.
Did you have backup lines? I mean, were there like,
Mike,
were there a couple lines?
I thought I was home free with my humble pie line.
You thought that was...
I thought I had the magic. Like, this, she's going to hit the freeze button on this elevator. We're going to stop between floors and talk about humble pie. Because you were there, because you were performing at night, I remember. You were part of
the festival.
The edgy comedian show.
What?
Right? It was kind of like cool comedians.
Yeah.
You and all the rest of them. Right? All the cool comedians. Mm. I've never been a part of the cool crowd.
Dice.
I'm fine with that. You're cool. I'm not so cool. That's okay. It's okay. We all can't be. If I'm cool... and you're cool, then there's no such thing as cool.
Yeah.
Somebody has to be outside the circle.
Mm-hmm.
I'll gladly be outside the circle if it means you get to be cool.
But then you got to be in, like, the Ted Cruz circle. Then you're in a circle with, like, Papa John, Ted Cruz.
Uh-huh, yeah, cool.
Cool people might be a-holes, but at least you'd be cool, you know?
Yeah, so I'm in just a group that's just like... So there's not just an outside the bubble where it's just like, you're you're all right.
No.
It's either you're bubbles. In the cool bubble.
Or you're not.
Or you're just straight up Papa John Ted Cruz.
Or you're dead.
Or you're dead. So there's no... So there's only three. Cool.
Not
Ted
cool.
Cruz. Dead. Uh-huh. Well, I guess I'm Ted Cruz. I guess that's where I'm at. I guess you're like, what's his face? Beto.
I'm Beto.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Can't win, Mike.
I give you more as a Brent Musburger.
That's the worst thing anyone's ever said to me. That's literally the worst thing I've ever heard.
But he's still around. He's still around. I heard him on the way in tonight. Brent Musburger's still out there. He's still broadcasting.
Another one of these weirdos that like lives in it. Like,
he's back
wait.
To radio. I don't think they put him on TV
Where
much anymore.
He lives in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
like one of those guys like, I need to be near the action.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's take this final call, then we will say goodnight. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. This is Pat from Philly.
Pat from Philly. What's up, Pat?
Well, I had a old topic I was going to bring up, but as I've been on hold, I figured I'd throw a couple for Papa John following that.
All right, yeah, let's hear. You're here with me and Claire O'Kane. What do you got?
Hey, Claire. I was thinking someone from Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora.
You think Richie Sambora would be a good Papa John?
I think he'd take the gig, first of all.
I don't think that's up for discussion. I don't think they're going to be like, we just heard from Richie Sambora's agent. He has no interest in playing Papa John in this commercial. Yeah. He'll play it. So you say Richie Sambora, and who else?
John Elway popped in.
John Elway?
Yeah. But I just don't like the guy for some reason.
No, he seems like... Look, I'm outside the circle with him and Ted Cruz. It's like me, John Elway,
who's
Papa John, and Ted Cruz. Who's John Elway?
No, who's that actor who's a Republican who's like fiercely conservative on Twitter?
James Woods.
James Woods is also in that circle.
Oh, cool. That's a great circle we're in. Yeah. Who else?
Alec Baldwin would be a good one.
Is he outside with us?
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin would be a good Papa John, though. I'm Papa John, and I want to tell you about our... And also, how cheap are these pizzas? What you think? $4, $5 pizza. $5? What's this thing made of? It's like... There's like... It's actually like two and a half pounds of consumable something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $5? It's like, you can't, there's got to be something's off on that for anything to be edible that costs that little. And is like hot and made to order. There's some place where they're cutting corners.
And they bring it to you.
And they bring it to you. Yes, you don't even go get it. One time I did order, I was like watching football, and I was just like, they had a commercial, and just like, it was like, hey, it's the new Domino's. Like, it's different now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so I go online and order this thing. It ends up costing like $26 for them to bring like a thing, and it was the worst pizza I ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Such a sucker. I'm just like, well, this new Domino's, this should be something else.
Mm-mm.
And then it's just like, the same mushy, cakey kind of pizza. It's like dough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, over, like too much dough.
They did make their boxes more...
I think that's what they did.
Sturdy.
That's what they should have just said. Hey, at Domino's, we've got new boxes. Same terror. New boxes, same pizza.
I wish I could see a montage of myself getting handed every pizza I've ever been delivered.
That
I like that. Like, a
that
lot.
Is the just, that would be the greatest. Could you imagine
the door opening?
The outfits I have on.
Every time the door opens, and you get a pizza delivered.
Different times of day.
And then, like, I'm a bald guy, so I get to see like my hair leave as well.
As the pizza shows up over and over. Were you a guy who had like a huge head of hair?
I had like curt hair. Like, I went for the curb cut, like, yeah. Unplugged.
So you were just full on, like, my hair is, there's so much of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was, I was the guy, I had a cardigan in high school in my hair, you know, because nobody else knew about Kurt Cobain, you know?
No, I'm just asking you, and I'm not, I'm just curious, when you go from having all of that hair to, like, being somebody who doesn't have hair, when is the moment where you realize it's like, oh, no, I'm going to not only have all of the hair I had, I might don't have none of it.
I mean, you start going down, you get out of the shower, and you start to notice. But then you slowly, you have a choice. You got to cut it. Someone's going to tell you to cut it, first of all, and that hurts. And then you become, you start walking. You have a choice to be like a Pawn Star guy.
Uh-huh.
Or a hat prisoner, which is like the edge.
Of just rocking the hat.
Like Steve Vai, yeah. And I'm in a band, too, so it's rough.
Like a cap? You ever try, like, a ski cap?
I've tried them all, man.
Skull, like the skull?
Yeah, like a tight skull cap?
Yucko.
No?
I think he's the only one that's pulling a tight skull cap.
What about
a
big cowboy hat?
I would, but I'm also real tall.
Okay.
So, like, a big hat doesn't really work with me.
Because you knew he wears a big cowboy hat, and I wonder what's going on top of his head. It's the Astro Creep, you know. Rob Zombie.
Right, the original Papa John.
Yeah. Well, the original rockin' the ball cap is Mike Love.
Right. I mean, this is the company. You know, it's tough.
Yeah, it's like me outside the cool circle.
So there's the bald circle.
Yeah.
The cool
circle.
There's only
so many types, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just looking at it just like...
You'll get right into Corgan, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm in the Corgan camp.
Is Corgan inside the cool circle?
Yeah, he's the only overlap of the cool and bald. Balding circle.
So I'm like knocking on the cool thing. I'm like, Claire. Hey, Claire.
Not bald enough.
Remember me? Hey, Claire, it's Tom. I don't want to come in. I just want to say hi.
Let me tell you about Barry Lyndon some more.
You got to understand, those natural lighting for the thing is really trying to capture the period. And they didn't do any of the... No. Yeah. Come on. Let me tell you all about it. Sit down. Okay. You were a great caller on the way out. I'm going to say this. You're on to something with the idea of seeing every pizza.
Yeah, make that. You got to make that.
Recreate that. Like, go, like.
That's so funny.
That would be if you went and you dressed as yourself throughout your life, receiving pizza after pizza, you have a, that's a great idea.
Start with a wig.
I'll see what I can do, Tom.
Well, all right. Bye.
Bye.
Seems like an easy idea.
Yeah. Now, Claire O'Kane.
Yep.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks
it's
for
always
having
fun
me.
When you're here.
Always fun
so
to be here.
It goes so fast.
Wow.
Right?
Uh-huh.
It's crazy. It's where the show's late now.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We got to get it. You're yawning.
I'm tired.
Okay.
I'm tired.
You'll be opening for Jawbreaker later in the year.
Yeah. Yeah. At the end of October. I forget.
In San Francisco.
26th, maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 25th. You'll be... You're out and about in New York doing stand-up.
Doing stand-up. I'm in between apartments, long story. And,
okay. Your album, though. The album's out.
Album's out. Let It Be.
Yeah. Get the album. You will not regret it. And I say... I just want to say something to the people listening. If you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I'm going to take the floor for myself for a minute. That's okay. You know, it's, it's September now, and we were, summer is a time where it's like the peak. It's hot. You're off. brings back those memories of being a kid. It's your life again. It's like you get your life handed back to you when the summer comes, and it's your time. It's nobody else's time. And it's just a couple months when you look at it, and then you realize June becomes July, July becomes August, August becomes September, and then just as quickly as the summer rolled in, the summer drifts back away. And we watch it go away. And now you slide back into the responsibility and the things you have to do. Maybe not the things you want to do, but the things you have to do. And now you're on the hook with responsibility. And then you look at yourself and you're like, where did it all go? But you know what? It's not all bad. You know why? Because first of all, you're not sweating all the time. I hate summer with the sweating all over the place. Makes everything a mess. 30 degrees is the line for me, whether I start sweating or not. That's going out the window now. Now it's going to be cold. We'll all be cold. And yeah, maybe I'll sweat a little bit. I'll blame it on my jacket at that point. It'll be winter. At least I got a good excuse. I don't look like I got some weird glandular defect happening. But you know what? Now it's a time. You got fall coming, and then it's nice because you know what also comes then? Haunted houses, right? And we all like haunted houses. Now amusement parks get turned into horror parks. And that's always fun, and it's good for acting, and maybe the guy from The Cosby Show can get a job at the Great Adventure walking around as a vampire or something. I don't know. It's a great opportunity for everybody. And then you get Halloween comes, and then Thanksgiving, and you sit down. And actually, unless you're from Canada, you get Thanksgiving, then Halloween come. It doesn't matter. That means snacks and good stuff. And then we're going to get through the fall. It's nice. We'll all be together, keeping each other warm, having fun, enjoying our lives. Summer. Like Jim Morrison said, summer's almost gone. No, summer is more or less gone, I say. It's all pretty much what Jim Morrison said, but I say here it goes. And now we can all have fun getting ready to put on our light jackets, our track jackets, and whatnots to keep us going. It's not jacket weather yet. And look, I don't like that either. I want to be wearing a jacket all the time? No. But I do want to be hanging out, looking up, trying to find a song on my computer, and telling you that we watch the fireworks. Oh! That show will be back next week.